ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Just give it a second. Just give it a second. There it is. I knew all it took was a little St. Elmo's fire and you'd come calling. Got a little nervous there. Doug just stared.
My theme song.
He was waiting.
Hey, Doug.
We didn't know. We didn't know.
I was right there. I heard it.
So great.
Guys, Sam Swan's coming back in today, and I'm so excited.
It is about time. Sammy Swan!
He's coming in. He's been gone for weeks doing camps and whatnot.
Yeah, he'll be giving us updates on that and what's not.
Yeah.
And such and whatnots and such.
What's not?
So he'll be joining us starting the 7 o'clock hour. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. So, of course, we knew we'd have the super conserved Sam Swan in, so we got to talk about things like heavy metal and atheism.
Yeah! Making money off Christianity. That's what I like
Crazy
to do.
Crazy article that we read recently, and we wanted to wait till Sam was here so we could talk about it with him. We got a big show today. Legacy's going to be here as well. Got Kevin Bix coming in.
Yeah.
And Aaron, I think Stevie's coming in.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about that too. Dream Big partnering with Legacy Church for a ginormous event coming up soon featuring an NFL superstar.
Oh.
Rashad Johnson. He's the dude that played for the, or still plays for the Arizona Cardinals, who lost a finger during
this story. Yes.
And just kept playing.
Yep.
Because he's freaking awesome.
Because he rubbed dirt on it and said, forget about it.
Yeah, and then you watch the World Cup and dude gets tripped by his own player and he's like, grabbing his ankle. Oh, they're not going to call it. Okay, better get back up.
Yeah. They do that, don't they do that quite a bit in soccer?
All the freaking time. It's annoying.
You've got to have great acting skills to be a professional soccer player.
Steven and I were talking about this Warp Tour. Well, everybody, because that's all that was on in their bus.
Yeah.
Like, we'd walk in and
soccer.
Which is great, because I love World... I'm a World Cupper. Me and Beenix were talking about this yesterday. I care only about the World Cup.
Yeah.
I don't care about Major League Soccer. I don't care. I watch all of the games.
Yeah. You care about
it. Not just the Group G games, which is where America's in. I'm talking...
How's America doing?
We won our first game.
Right.
We play our second game Sunday against Portugal.
Portugal
lost 0-4 to Germany. Germany destroyed them. So here's the thing. Germany's in the same group as us. Germany beat Portugal, so they've got 3 points for the win. And then goal differential is 4 because they scored 4 goals on Portugal, right? We beat Ghana, who knocked us out of the last cup.
Yes.
So we've got the 3 points for the win, but our goal differential is only 1 because we won 2-1. Does
gotcha.
That make sense? So we're still like right there, but Portugal... I don't know, man. They got Ronaldo. They're good. I think we can beat them. Germany manhandled them. So if we can beat Portugal on Sunday, we're good because then next Thursday we play Germany.
I hope we beat Portugal.
So it's really spread out, obviously.
It'll be fun. Because America typically does not do well in the World
right.
Cup, right?
And so, and there were, I was one of the gripers because Landon Donovan didn't make it this time, and I was frustrated. And Timmy Skip was like, no, bro, don't worry, Cameron, this dude. However, Jose Altidore, he's still out. Like, he hurt his hammy.
Oh.
He's one of our big guys. He hurt his hammy and went down, boop, on his own, and they said he will not be playing against
Portugal. You got to watch out for those hammies. I know about it. You also got to watch out for your turkeys. Your turkeys are in your... They're there. The yard.
Yeah, with your giblets.
And they're out there waiting. They fight your hammies.
Yes.
So you got your turkeys versus your hammies,
it's
and
crazy.
Then your neighbor has the salamis.
Yes.
Salamis are jerk Italians.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. So, but you
not
know.
All Italians are jerks, but if it's a salami...
How do we get off on a soccer tangent? What was I talking about?
I don't know.
I don't even remember now. Doug,
I think
can you roll back and find out what I was talking about?
NFL. The guy with the
yes!
finger.
Yes! And that's why soccer isn't catching on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because in America, our football, the point of the game is to hit someone as hard as you can. And in this football, you prance around, and yes, they're incredible athletes, And yet you get tripped or somebody accidentally brushes your shoulder and you flop.
It's because in the off time, if you're a soccer player, you're an underwear model.
Ah!
So you have to maintain...
Right.
The
which is probably true.
It is probably true. All those dudes are like, oh yeah, we're also all models.
We're also all models and superstars. But I love the World Cup. I really do. Every 4 years.
That's so fun.
It is fun. But I don't think it'll catch on mainstream.
I think the general public in America is wondering, how did we get off on this soccer tangent?
Yeah.
You know, we just had like an example of America in general.
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's getting better. UNM soccer is freaking awesome.
That's what I hear.
Lobo soccer is fantastic. Who is that, Doug? Random person?
Doug.
They didn't want to talk to you?
You don't want to scream?
Wow.
It? Dang.
Don't hang up on our producer. He's our freaking producer and he's awesome.
Don't hang up on Doug now.
It is Friday. We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. As we said, Sam Swan will be with us. We've got Stevie from Legacy Church and or Aaron coming in. I don't know who yet. But I do know that Kevin Banks will be here from Dream Big. That's always very, very exciting.
And I just found 87 cents in my pocket, which means I got more change than Obama, babies.
Read an article yesterday about one front man of a quote-unquote Christian band who reminded us once again why Static Radio is doing what we're doing.
True.
So we're going to talk about that coming up with Sam Swan.
Sam.
Birthday, 6:45. Get your shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Breaking news on the way. It's Core Captains for you now on Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news, Friday, June 20th, 2014. I got it right. It's because I saw the year.
Nice.
I'm always confused about what year it is because in my mind I'm still only 17 years old.
I like that.
A couple in Pennsylvania is facing charges after they held a kid's sleepover where they gave a tattoo to a 12-year-old without her parents' approval.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you read about this?
No.
I did.
I would lose my mind.
Get ready. It's not over.
Okay.
The tattoo was a smiley face with the B word written under it. 12 years old.
Oh, I gotta lie down. I feel like this could be a topic for days.
Yeah. There was another story linked to the article I read where a 30-year-old and like a 32-year-old or something couple were babysitting some kids, and the mom had gotten pretty wasted and was just letting the 9 and 10 whatever year olds drink.
Oh my gosh.
And when one of the kids' older sisters showed up at like 9:30 to pick her up, the kids were drunk.
Oh.
One of them had a .08. Like alcohol, like the limit. Oh,
I would have.
I know.
No. No. Oh my gosh.
It was. The article was called "Parenting Failures of 2014." Pretty crazy.
Oh my gosh!
Scientists say tourists are ruining Antarctica.
Wow.
Since when do you go to Antarctica for anything?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go on vacation. Where do you want to go? I don't know. What about a frozen hell? Does that sound good? That sounds awesome. Book those tickets, friend.
Frozen hell?
The eagle said.
That's true.
It wasn't.
That's true. Because the eagle said they wouldn't get back together till hell froze over.
And you know what they're doing now?
Welcome to the Hotel California.
My mom went and saw Hell Freezes Over, the tour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm an Eagles fan.
I'm a dumb because she always bought two tickets and it was always like, Steven, do you want to go see the Eagles with me? And it was like the 90s and I'm like, the Eagles? No. Call me when it's Stone Temple Pilots. Am I right?
Steven, do you want to go see Steve Perry and Journey with me? It's one night only.
Journey. What a dumb mom.
Call me when it's
Soundgarden.
Bowling for Soup.
Yeah.
Call me then.
The one time I said yes, I'm very thankful. Like, grown up me now is very thankful because I got to see the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
That was the one where I was like, you know, I'm not a huge fan, but yeah. I'll go with you, Mom, because it's the Rolling Stones. And now I love the Rolling Stones. That was one of the biggest shows I'd ever seen.
Saw what it was supposed to be.
It was incredible.
It's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
A man in Michigan tried to toss a football over a high fence and into a state prison exercise yard. The football contained tobacco, marijuana, and heroin.
Oh, my.
However, the throw was short, and the man was arrested. His dreams of throwing that football over that mountain over there did not come true.
They did not.
If only he could go back to 1981, make that last throw, win the game.
Oh.
He'd be having, he'd have money on the reg, chicks on the reg.
Oh, my God.
Parties on the reg.
Here's the worst part is he threw this football in front of all these prisoners, and it was like, bink!
I bet all the prisoners were like,
come on! And now he's probably in there with them, and they're just like, hey, idiot, remember that one time?
Yeah, they go to play.
He threw like a pansy.
They go to play prison football, and he gets picked last. You lose again, friend. And you're from Michigan.
Oh.
A New York City high school principal published a message to the graduates in the school's annual yearbook. However, he plagiarized the message, stealing it from another high school's yearbook.
Oh my gosh.
Lead by example. In golf, the Women's U.S. Open began Thursday with an 11-year-old player in the field.
Wow.
Yeah, I read about this little girl.
11.
She's awesome.
Jack's 10. I have failed you, Jack. I'm sorry.
You know who you haven't failed?
Who? Brody?
Brody.
Yeah, dude.
That kid's going to be a savant of musicality.
I was pretty excited.
He got the guitar player for Amberlynn named Christian got super impressed by Brody's skills.
It was awesome.
He's like sitting there strumming a guitar going, ah, and Christian's standing there going,
dude.
What?
You have got... He could be the next Stevie Ray Vaughan.
How old is he? How old is he?
On Brody.
1 1/4? What?
What? Who is he imitating? Who plays guitar that he knows? I'm like, well, me and Mateo. You know.
Yeah, dude. And then Christian was like, you've got to get some people that are better than that for him to imitate. Hurry!
Oh, it was fantastic.
Facebook went down for 30 minutes Thursday.
Oh, dude.
The world was never the same. Planes crashed.
It was crazy.
Traffic in Albuquerque went nuts.
Sinkholes like, opened up. Yep. No, Facebook was just down for 30
Hollow
minutes.
Hollow Earth invaded Michigan.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was pretty cool.
So, yeah.
New York state lawmakers have voted in favor of outlawing the tattooing and piercing of pets.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't know that's a thing, but that's crazy.
I didn't know that Christian pets were a thing either. But
yeah, I didn't either until I put that up as a joke, and then all of a sudden,
to talk about that at some
point. It's definitely a thing.
Yep.
The sad thing is my other cat, Panda. Okay, everybody, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw it. I put up, there's this Bible that we have on a little stool.
Yeah.
And Beans always stands on top of it. For some reason. Just right outside the bathroom, he just stands there and he'll meow.
Right.
Like we're in the bath. Meow. Meow. He just stands on the Bible. And so I walked out last night and I said, Beans, you're standing on the promises. And then I was like, oh, man. So I took a picture of him. But then I started realizing, I was like, Panda never stands on the Bible. I think Panda's agnostic. So I'm going to try to get a shot of Panda standing on an encyclopedia.
Oh,
or
man.
Or a science book. I'm going to find a science book.
There you go. Yeah.
Like an elementary science book.
I love it.
Sweet Panda.
Until you...
Y'all pray for her.
Yeah. Man, we joke, but they're like for real serious people. Yeah. It gets weird.
If you go to my Instagram, you'll see. It's awesome. I'm getting testimonies now. People are testifying to the Christianity of their pets.
They're testifying.
I got dog stories, too. I'm getting dog stories.
All right.
Yeah. Like, well, my buddy Manny Baca, who's got insatiable wit on social media, he told me about his dogs. His dogs pray. It's funny because people are... They're like, well, whenever I do this, my cat or my dog sticks around and they sit there and watch. But I want to say, well, just because you poop and your cat or dog sits there and watch you poop doesn't mean that they are also pooping. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough time
to discuss it. Sam Swan, he can help us. He's from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. He's got answers for
days.
He's
got answers for days.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Police in Florida say a mother was completely unconcerned when they returned her 4-year-old son, who was spotted wandering around at 2:30 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Just chilling. Kids got things to do, man. They got to get out there. You know, he loves the nightlife. That kid is ready to rock and roll. It don't matter what time it is. He's up for anything. Jennifer Lopez and Mark Antony are finally officially divorced.
Whoa.
Yeah, they've been...
They haven't been for...
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
They separated years ago, and I guess it's taken this long to work things out.
Dang, dude.
In the negative way. A new study finds that even though crime in America over the past few years has reached all-time lows, people have an irrational fear of crime due to the increase in the depiction of crime on TV dramas.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Intriguing. Interesting and intriguing. What, the news.
What if it's having the opposite effect? You know how people usually freak out and go, I blame television. I blame this. I blame that for why things are so wrong in society. What if all this gnarly television people are watching is having the opposite effect and it's causing less crime because people are like, that's dangerous and scary.
Right.
And there are consequences to those actions.
Oh, that could be good.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of consequences, by now you've probably seen endless versions of the reaction between Mentos and Diet Coke, but here's one we never expected.
Oh, no.
A guy donned a suit of Mentos and sat over a dunk tank of soda.
No way!
Eruptions ensued. The folks behind Epic Meal Empire pulled this stunt for their new show. A show that premieres in July on the FYI channel.
Okay.
I would like to see that.
I would too.
That would be pretty cool.
Hopefully that dude didn't die.
Guys, today is a very special day.
Yeah.
And I want to make a phone call.
Okay.
Because I have a relative, and today is her birthday.
Wait, you have a relative?
I have more than one. Possibly three. And I'm excited about it. I hope they answer, because I texted earlier with no response.
Oh, good.
So hopefully this won't be a failed attempt to say...
Did I dial that right?
I don't know. It's
okay, there we go.
It takes time to get to Mississippi.
Yeah.
It just takes a little time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Dang it.
6-6.
Ah!
Man, I bet that call got screened. And went to voicemail real fast.
Oh, man, yeah, and I hung up. I didn't leave him well, I got scared because...
Yeah, you don't want to give that out.
Yeah.
Today is my niece Eva's 8th birthday, and I was going to call her, but I guess not because Kimberly didn't answer her
Come
phone.
On, Kimberly!
It's okay. We'll continue with more news.
Okay.
In Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada, a raccoon became trapped at the top of a transformer pole with a mostly empty jar of peanut butter stuck on its head. That's important.
That is important.
Raccoon, empty jar of peanut butter on its head. That's the news.
It's like that time when Pooh Bear got that honey.
Oh, he got stuck in that tree.
He got stuck.
He got stuck in that tree so
bear.
Hard.
He's so great.
He's crazy. He's just a Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
A man who probably has a pretty low level of emotional maturity, but a pretty great sense of humor, went to the Italian town of Bra to steal a bunch of bras.
Okay.
The 28-year-old carried out a series of balcony raids, making off with loads of undergarments. Police apparently found that he had a house full of them. What a cool guy.
Gosh.
Good sense of humor, everybody. That's all you really need. A police officer in Pennsylvania discovered a structure fire shortly after midnight and called in firefighters. The blaze, which destroyed the unoccupied mobile home, looked suspicious. So investigators did something that seems to have become a standard crime investigation technique nowadays.
They watched CSI Miami.
They checked social media for evidence.
Okay.
Sure enough, police say they found a video posted on Facebook showing two brothers inside the mobile home and one of them lighting the fire.
Wow.
Within hours, two men were in custody charged with arson because one of them had posted the video on his own Facebook page.
Gosh.
Criminal masterminds. This is why people shouldn't be afraid of crime in America.
Yeah.
Because these stories are the ones we report on mostly.
Yep.
The ones with the actual criminals that are terrifying are few and far between.
And usually on CSI Miami.
Right. But this is your common criminal.
Yep.
He's like, dang, dude, I'm gonna burn this thing down.
And I was like,
hang on, you filming?
You better not.
But she said it was an electrical fire.
It was.
Oh,
sparks were flying. It was like the 4th of July.
Whoa! I got all these ideas, like a shirt that says like talk to the hand, or something like that. It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome.
Oh.
The federal government hired a guy to trim trees that herons were nesting in so the birds would stop unloading all over the mail trucks at an Oakland, California post office. Then the federal government, a different agency of the federal government, investigated whether the tree trimmer had violated federal law by moving the nest of a protected species. Oh. A congressman intervened and the agency decided not to press charges.
Gosh,
good
dude.
Grief, our government is after itself. Hey, what'd you do? Okay. Andrew Joffe called 911 after getting lost in Florida. Chalota. Don, you know how to say that. Officers responded and found Joffe, then discovered he had an outstanding warrant and took him into custody. As a bonus, the inventory of his backpack turned up several allegedly stolen items. Police say Joffe admitted to having broken into a car shortly before he got lost. So this man got lost and called the cops.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, this is what I'm talking about when I say we got criminal masterminds.
Yes!
And finally, because we need to move on to some traffic and then birthdays, a source says Apple's first smartwatch will begin production in July, with it going on sale in October. The watch, which remains unnamed, has been dubbed the iWatch by followers of the company. The source says the iWatch display measures 2.5 inches diagonally and slightly rectangular. It will feature a touch interface and wireless charging capabilities. There's also some news about the iPhone 6, but really, Doug doesn't have an iPhone,
so
he hates when we talk about this.
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone that we have an app that's not only iPhone compatible, but it's also compatible to Android or whatever it is that you use if it's a smartphone.
And we just got on Stitcher.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher. And we found out that we have 4,000 subscribers or whatever on TuneIn.
Which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Which is another app that actually works.
Yeah, so if you're listening over TuneIn, shout out to you.
What up?
You're awesome.
Yeah, you are.
Let's look at traffic.
Let's do that.
Can't believe it. Tried to call Kimberly and she didn't answer.
What a Kimberly.
It's a Kimberly move.
Mm.
I've known her my whole life almost. Kimberly move. Just the same old thing. Just want to give my niece a shout out, Doug. Don't look at me like that. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo. Also, we have construction at I-25 South between San Antonio and Paseo. We have 2nd Street North at Central's closed due to construction, and there's police activity at Louisiana and Catherine. So stay away from there.
Wow.
Especially if you're a common criminal, because you're an idiot.
There you go.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports. Doug!
Wow.
What it do?
What it do, man?
What it do?
What it do? What it do?
That's Friday. That's Friday.
Shout out to everyone listening on Zoom also.
Ah, Zoom. What?
Yeah, welcome back.
All three of you.
I wanted a Zoom so badly when it was like, dude, it's a Halo 2 edition Zoom or whatever.
Dude, Zoom's coming brown.
It's going.
They're
awesome.
You know what else comes in brown?
Yeah.
Poop.
I'm so glad I did not buy a Zoom ever.
One of my best friends had one.
I came so close. So close.
Yeah.
Doug, you wanted a Zoom, so
I did.
I had a first gen iPod.
See that?
Like with the click wheel?
I bet you still had that. Ooh. Dude, last night, Chrissy showed us a list of toys from when we were kids that are worth like tons of money now.
And I have a handful of them.
Yeah. And I had a handful of those.
You still have some.
Yeah.
So.
Tim Skipper listens on TuneIn.
Yeah! Timmy Skip! Thanks for tuning in.
Nice.
Peace. Okay. And he's gone. All right.
He's gone forever. That sucks. He's never going to listen again.
Fine.
Today is June 20th, 2014, day 171 of the year. There are 194 days remaining, and we have some really good birthdays today.
All right.
An improvement over the last couple days.
I'm crying.
Why?
I just read a story about Mattel wants to introduce Entrepreneur Barbie.
Oh!
And it makes me sad because that means there's equality in the workplace. Not like it used to be.
Wait. I know this. Is this Stroke or whatever. No, what song is this?
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Is it
the bass player?
Oh, Nikki.
For the group Chickenfoot.
Chickenfoot.
The band Van Halen.
Wow.
Michael Anthony.
Michael Anthony.
Oh, Michael Anthony with his. Remember he had that bass in the Jump video that was like Jack Daniel's. It was like shaped like a bottle, yes. And I was like, "That's bad. Dude, that's not okay, guys.
Guys, you guys,
do you understand?
You're giving
kills.
Yourselves over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, not a member named Van Halen or David Lee Roth.
Nope. The bass player.
Bass player.
Listen to that bass.
I could do that bass.
You could. Anyone could. That's why I play it.
57.
The bass is the instrument of the everyman. 54.
60 years old today.
Woo, dude.
Brian Wilson.
No way.
Mr. Brian Wilson.
Yeah! Whoa.
I like me some Beach Boys, Doug.
I saw them at Duke's Stadium.
Really?
Yes. I saw them. I was a little dude. My dad was a huge...
Did you see him with John Stamos?
I didn't see him.
Dang it.
But I met John Stamos at Disneyland.
If he would have seen them with John... Because he played drums with them for a while.
Really?
That's real life.
I mean, maybe I did then because I was a little kid and I didn't care at the time.
It was funny because they featured it as a subplot on Full House.
I remember that.
But he actually did, for a minute, play with them. Crazy!
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, Brian Wilson, who went legitimately crazy because of the Beatles.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard the Bare Naked Ladies song, Brian Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have not.
Listen to it.
I will. Brian Wilson is 73.
71.
72.
Dang it!
That always happens. John Stamos!
Tim Allen.
No, he made JTT. A couple of cameo appearances on Tool Time. Not a friend.
Bob Vila! Bob Vila! Bob Vila! What happened to Bob Vila? He was always telling me about stuff.
Yeah,
he was
know.
The handyman of the 90s.
Well, he's still around because it's his birthday.
No,
not
no,
on the dead
he's
guy
not.
List.
He's gone. Okay. He slipped out of this realm. I don't know where he is.
Bob Vila is 63.
I bet Bob Vila is one of those guys that was driving his car real late at night and went through a portal and ended up back in the 60s.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so he's gone.
He's gone.
He
for
can't
us.
Get back.
It's like Kate Leopold.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob Vila. What'd you say?
63.
What'd you say?
72.
68 today.
Dang it.
I love Bob Vila.
Me too.
Like that. Next up, an American actor, best known for his comedic roles as McLovin. Also, frequents the movies.
Chris, something.
Wentz, Wurtz, Mintz.
Yes.
Christopher something Mintz.
He's also in Role Models.
Yes. Oh, he played that LARPer kid.
Yeah.
That was funny. He's also in Kick Butt.
Yep.
And Kick Butt too.
Yeah, we can.
I can't say it, even though it's a title. It's dumb, but I can't. I don't want anybody tuning in and going, "Did you hear what he said?"
Yeah. Can't do it. Gosh. He is 31.
28.
He's 25.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yep. Well,
oh,
quit life, guys. I just quit life.
Quit.
So,
just quit.
Obviously done nothing with mine.
Born 2 days before me.
Oh.
And he's super rich.
Hey, money isn't everything, buddy.
Yeah, I guess. Moving forward.
Roseanne Barr.
No.
John Goodman.
That other lady.
Yes, John Goodman.
It's John Goodman's birthday? Oh,
man. We could have played so much better music.
Sully.
He's been in so much stuff. He was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
He was in... The Big Lebowski?
Yeah. Gosh, what all...
Raising Arizona.
Sully!
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
The Artists, The Flintstones, Incredibly Loud and Incredibly Close, Argo, Flight, The Hangover Part 3.
Didn't see it.
So much stuff. He was in... Was he in Evan Almighty? The second one? Because I think he and Steve Carell never they never filmed a scene together.
Really?
Even though he's the, like, the adversary and he's the main villain, quote unquote, in
the
movie.
I never saw Evan Almighty.
It wasn't bad.
John Goodman today.
It was better than Noah.
Is the big 6-0.
John Goodman is 62 years old today, Doug.
Mattel, you are correct.
Yeah! Wow!
He is 62 years old today.
I sounded confident, and it was strong. And that was that's good. Why I got it right.
That's good.
Yes. My words changed the universe.
Next up, an Australian-born actress, singer, and producer.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Boom!
I knew this because I have seen Moulin Rouge.
There you go.
I've never seen it.
Most importantly, she was married to Tom Cruise.
Hey,
most importantly.
She's married to Keith Urban now, and I saw her in Nashville one time, and she's like yards taller than him.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
And I'm going to say this.
Yeah, because who saw her says this.
I'm going to say this. She is beautiful.
Yeah.
She was wearing jeans and a t-shirt and Converse and was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa! Yeah. That's Nicole Kidman! Who is that short guy? That's Keith Urban? Why is he so short?
Yeah, but Tom Cruise, he's probably taller. She's like, man, he's just so much taller than
probably
Tom was.
So. Tom's like, hey, I want to ride the roller coaster. Let me on the roller coaster.
5'4".
And they're like, you can't ride. And he's like, but I'm a Scientologist. And they're like, okay, fine. Because they want to get rid of him.
I'm Maverick. I was in Top Gun.
Don't you know me?
I was in an F-14 Tomcat.
I'm in Edge of Tomorrow.
I can be on a roller coaster. Sorry, man. You're not tall enough. Sorry, man. Go back to fake flying planes.
Scientology episode of South Park.
He is 43 years old.
45.
47. And the last birthday.
Is this Lionel Richie?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Hello. Is that the song?
I think so.
Done?
Yes. It is.
Here it is.
Oh, snap, dude. It is Lionel Richie's birthday.
It should be Flashback Friday with
it
Lionel
should
Richie.
Be. We should just be playing Lionel Richie in the background all day. What about, like, the Commodores? Like, Swami's Lionel Richie. Oh, yep. Have you ever seen this music video? This is the one with, like, the blind girl, right? And she sculpts his face. And it kind of looks like him.
She got the mustache right.
She got the mustache and, like, the Jerry curls right. I'm serious.
I have not
You've
seen
You've never seen
I
it?
I have not seen
she's
this
like,
video.
She's like, I'm not joking. In the music video, she's, like, blind. And she's like, I'm going to sculpt your face.
And he's like.
And then at the end, he sees it and he's like, yeah, it looks like me.
It is me.
It's like Chia Pet version. I think that's where the Chia Pet was like. That's where it came from.
Got it.
Was that music video, and some dude was like, hey, man!
Hey!
That looks like a great potting planter, you know what I'm saying?
What if you had, like, a potting plant pet?
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying?
It was like Lionel Richie's head, man!
You could grow it. You could water it. It's like responsibility, and it doesn't have to walk around and poop.
Lionel Richie, I love you! Okay, he is... Please have a number one hit from Lionel Richie today. It seems like every time somebody's got a birthday, they have a number one hit on their birthday.
He actually doesn't have one on his birthday.
Are you serious, Lionel Richie? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I said that. That probably hurts. Cuts like a knife. Okay, he is 60. Man, he's got a magical voice.
Yeah, man.
No,
it sounds good.
Oh, but the Commodores before. Okay, so. Oh, wow. I'm gonna say 67 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Lionel Richie is 68 years old.
He is 65 years old today.
Dang it! I'm sorry, my math was off by 2 years.
It's okay.
On two dates, this day in what year, West Virginia was admitted as the 35th U.S. state.
And the people have been regretting it ever since, am I right?
Everyone, John Denver.
Oh, man. You'd think the Rocky Mountains would be a little rockier. Hey, John Denver. Okay.
He was full of something.
Virginia
mama. Doug, you are the mom of this show.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And I am the weird uncle.
Wait.
Yes. What'd you say?
I forgot because you're singing 1790 something. It was obviously wrong.
1804.
1863. Gosh. Oh, wow.
We'll do one number one song.
That's it?
Yeah. We're out of time.
Oh, man. Is this grooving?
It is.
Snap!
On a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feeling.
Couldn't get away. Young Rascals.
We only had one date in history.
Yeah. Of course, Sam Swan's waiting out there for us.
Oh. You'll run.
This was a number one hit back in 1965. Oh, that's a good guess. 63.
1967.
Oh, man. And I was going to go that way. I went the opposite.
Today is ice cream soda day.
Nice.
Flip-flop day.
Oh, I'm wearing
them. Take your dog to work day.
Nope.
American Eagle Day.
Okay.
It's Dump the Pump Day.
All right.
It is Vanilla Milkshake Day. Tomorrow is the first day of summer. It's World Handshake Day. It's Make Music Day. Go Skateboarding Day. Sunday is National Peaches and Cream Day. Onion Rings Day. Chocolate Eclair Day. Most importantly, it's my birthday.
Doug!
Wait, Doug's birthday is this week?
Wake up, kids. We got the dreamer's disease.
Who knew?
Age 14.
McLovin is richer than me.
McLovin is richer than Doug. You're richer, buddy. Does he have a beautiful wife and a baby on the way?
He might.
Is he the producer of Team Awesome Morning Party?
Not that I know of.
Does he have Jesus in his heart?
Might. He might. I don't know.
He might. Does he have an amazing haircut like you?
No, this is better.
No, no.
He doesn't cut his at home.
And his Doug? Schnoz has nothing on yours, buddy.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you.
We knows you are the winner, huh? No? Is this helping or hurting?
I think we're doing a good job.
Okay, good.
Of hurting him.
Might be back next week.
All right, sweet. Great. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joins us around the corner. We're going to talk all things As I Lay Dying.
And we're going to call Eva.
And we're going to call your niece.
We're going to try again.
Heck yeah, we are. Kimberly, answer your phone. Stop putting up 18 Instagram pictures in a row and answer your stupid phone.
She did.
She answered it?
And put up 18 pictures.
Okay.
You're the top sub.
After we talk to Eva, can I talk to Kimberly about Instagram etiquette?
No.
No, come on!
No.
But I want to!
Okay.
I follow her. I feel like I have the right.
You could just click unfollow.
No! That's your sister, man.
I know.
When the night is warm. We gotta take a quick break. Coming back more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Sam, how was traffic coming in?
It wasn't too bad. Except I almost ran a red light.
Whoa!
Gosh. Well, I was running a little behind, and I wanted to get here.
No,
because
Sam.
I hadn't been here for a couple weeks, and so I was anxious to get here. And the light turned yellow right as I got off at San Antonio, and so I busted.
Good.
I didn't run a red light.
Well, speaking of San Antonio, there's construction on 25 South between San Antonio and Paseo. Mm. So you saw that. You witnessed that construction.
I saw it.
Also, Paseo and I-25, there's a big old mess of construction. You know about it. Closed 2nd Street South at Central Avenue due to construction. And there is police activity at Louisiana Boulevard and Catherine Avenue. So be careful over there and watch what you're doing. The end.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. 505-338-3669, the phone number. Call Annie. Anastasia.
She needs your help.
She's rocking the drinks today. And they are delicious.
Deliciosos.
So, yeah, they are. I was excited. There you go. Check it out. Are we making this?
Yes.
All right. It is time. First of all, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Glad you're back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
It's been weeks. You got back and it was like, my boys won the championship. What else has happened? It's been weeks. There's so much we got to talk about.
I have a lot
about.
To catch up on.
We yeah. really do.
But that's awesome.
First, we got to make a very important phone call.
We do.
Excellent.
Boop, boop, boop. See if this works.
Let's see.
It's going to work this time.
It's going to... Okay.
Shall see.
Hopefully,
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Tails Knicks. Right now, they're struggling. It's like, who's gonna answer? Who's
hey.
Hello.
Who's here?
Kimberly.
Hey.
We are on the radio.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Can we speak to the birthday girl?
Yes, here she is.
Okay.
Hello.
Eva, happy birthday! Yeah, I told her not to say bad words. Eva, you're 8 years old.
I know.
Are you excited?
I know.
Yeah. You're on the radio.
You're on the radio right now. You're on the radio. Is there anything you want to say to the general public?
You want them to sing happy birthday.
Oh.
Nah. You want us to sing
Kimberly.
To you?
Kimberly.
Do you want me to sing to you?
Mama said that.
Okay. Mama said that.
Mama did say that.
I'll sing to you if you want me to. Make him sing. You see, this is the brother sister dynamic.
Gosh.
Hey, uh-huh. Make him sing.
You sure yes, I can't talk
to him?
She does. Okay. Okay. You ready? Sam?
Wait. Oh, am I singing too?
Okay. Sam!
Oh, no.
It's my niece, Sam.
Of course.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eva. Happy birthday to you.
Eva! That was good.
Happy
excellent.
Birthday.
Solid.
Yeah,
that was
strong. They
that
call was me Matt.
Matt,
which is funny because Brody calls me
Matt.
Brody
calls you
Matt
too.
It's just a natural thing.
One of his
thing.
First words, he said Matt before he said Dad.
I know.
So that's cool.
Well. Eva, are you going to do anything fun today?
What?
Are you going to do anything fun today?
Tonight, Mama has plans, but I have no idea what they are.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Surprise plans. Yeah, the best.
That's going to be fun.
We're going to see all about it on Instagram.
Yes, we are. Steve-O says that Mommy puts up too many pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, Eva, will you tell your mom if she's going to put pictures up on Instagram to space them out so she can put one up, but give me time to like that one before she puts 12 more. Just tell her.
That must be some kind of a multi-app where you just post
just,
them all
man,
at one time.
She is bang, bang, lightning bang, 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 fast.
Sweet. I'll tell you
it's
what.
Amazing.
Eva, I'm real proud of you.
Oh.
Mom and...
What?
Did she just...
Never mind. Moments?
Okay, I love you.
Are you too?
Have
gonna
a
put,
great day.
I'll
happy
put up
birthday.
A picture of you today, okay?
Okay.
All right, love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man.
Bye.
So sweet.
That little
bye.
Voice.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Bye, y'all down in Mississippi.
It sounded like she yelled, Mormons!
Yeah,
Mormons.
She did. Like, she probably, were they were probably
Mormons
walking outside.
The door? Yeah.
We train our family.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
anybody in a white shirt and a black
from a young
tie.
Age. But it's not like it's not mean.
Right.
It's like, Mormons! And then we run out there and we're like,
hey
Mormons,
you are real!
Do you guys want some muffins?
Yeah.
Do you want a coffee? Are you guys okay?
Y'all been walking in that sun all day?
You've been riding your bike a lot? It's nice. I really, when in my college town, I would drive around, and if I saw them, I would roll my window down and go, hey, Mom.
Mormons. And they would always go, hey. Hey, Matt.
We have a good rapport with the Mormons.
That's good. I like that.
Not on the station, though. Apparently, we lose them constantly. We got an email from a girl that was really upset.
She was very upset.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well. She was listening during Theology Thursday. Yeah. So you can guess what happened.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
He needs to shoot straight.
He does.
He shoots from the head.
Man.
He really
does. Which is good. We need some of that.
It wasn't in anger or anything. Yeah. It was just hey.
Speaking the truth in love.
There you go.
The truth is the truth. And it's sometimes difficult to hear.
It's Sam Swan.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah, I've missed you guys.
Tell us about your journeys.
Well, we had two great weeks of camp down in the southern part of the state. We have the convention owns a camp down kind of by Cloudcroft. And we had, I don't know how many total for the 2 weeks of students and adults there, but it was just a great week. We had two different guys preach and two friends of mine, and they just did a great job, and God did some amazing things. We had some kids get saved. We had some kind of renew their commitment, and we had several who surrendered to vocational ministry. So
you keep saying some and several, but you're Baptist, so you can give me an exact number.
14.
No, I can't because I... I haven't compiled it yet. I have all that, but I haven't. Because I have one more camp to go, so I don't have final numbers.
You've got a number.
These numbers are leading up to the last week of camp, which starts Monday.
We only need 47 more, guys.
Yeah, 47 more to meet my quota.
Saved quota.
You've been gone. I got to get all the Baptist drums out now.
I know. You got to get them in.
God, I missed you so
and I can't
much.
Even, and the wireless is so sketchy at the camp because it's a way up in the mountains. Yeah. So. We do have it, so I can check email and stuff, but if more than two people are on at the same time, it just kicks each other off, and so I lose touch, so I can't even listen to the radio on the app or anything.
I'm sorry.
So I can't, I've missed your voices.
Hey,
so as soon as I rolled into Albuquerque, I popped it over to Static, and I was like,
I have a
joke. Oh, wait, this is Celeste. Oh. This isn't my voice.
You ready for my joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Sam.
Yes.
Who would win in a fight between the Baptists and the Methodists?
That's a good... First of all, that'd be a great fight. But, I don't know. I give up.
The Episcopals. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because they don't care what color the carpet is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
That's a real joke.
I don't believe it.
It's a real thing.
Yeah? You've obviously been to a Baptist business meeting.
I have.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
Well, we're glad you're here, man.
Good to be here.
Hanging out today and then back at it again next. Are you going to be here next week?
I'll be finishing up a camp.
You'll be at camp.
And then the week after that, I'll be on vacation.
That's okay, because next week we're going to be at Transformers. So pretty sure we're going to try and get to that as soon as possible.
Grimlock, absolutely. Sam.
There
Grimlock.
Are some movies that we have to see immediately. That's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So...
one of these days, I'm going to make it to one of those premieres, like, with you guys.
No.
Because you've invited me, I just haven't been able to go.
There's some big ones this summer.
Yeah.
Some big ones.
Guardians. You should go with us to see Guardians.
Yes, Guardians is another one.
Okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is also on that list of things that have to be seen this summer.
Yeah.
You realize Guardians and Turtles is a week apart?
Oh.
Like, we're going to see Guardians, and then we're going to see Turtles the week after.
That's going to be, like, two great weeks.
I feel like Guardians is going to be...
Oh,
I want to see Turtles, but I feel like Guardians is going to be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
We're here, and we just watched Turtles. Maybe we should walk over there and watch Guardians again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That, for me... And then, oh my gosh, I'm not even thinking of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I saw the trailer for that last night for the first time.
Oh,
dude,
man.
I was creeped out.
I can't wait.
You know, in the old days, when the original movies came out, it wasn't quite as creepy. I mean, there was good makeup and stuff because they were using prosthetics and all that kind of stuff and all that. And it looked real.
Yeah.
But this, with the computer graphic, it looks...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we went to the zoo, and I was, like, thoroughly
creeped out. It makes you question things. You're at the zoo, and you really start questioning yourself. You're like, oh, no.
Is that dude... Is he grilling
me? He's looking at me.
Is he grilling me?
Is he planning... he's communicating with his friend.
I'm telling you,
he's
man.
He's got a hand signal?
Next thing you know, spear through the right shoulder.
That monkey is flipping me off!
How
does he know how to do that?
Two guys in the barn.
Crazy.
The guy takes the gun and shoots him in the trailer.
Gosh!
Yeah, that freaked me out.
All right.
Folding clothes.
Are we ready for something pseudo serious?
Yeah.
You,
yes,
sir.
Oh.
You took charge of a lot of children over the last few weeks.
I did.
teenagers. Overseer, teenagers.
We call them students.
Did you hear? Did you hear breaking news this morning on your way in?
I did not.
The 12-year-old. Okay, good.
I didn't hear the breaking news.
Okay,
because I was running behind.
He was running late.
I just heard birthdays.
A Pennsylvania couple was ordered to stand trial this last week for allegedly tattooing a smiley face and a word that if I tried to say on the air, it would do this.
Sam, control your language.
On a 12-year-old girl who spent the night at their mobile home. The pair, Randall Charlton III and Melissa Becker, on Tuesday waived their rights to preliminary hearings on child endangerment and related charges over the May 14th incident. Gosh, dude. This girl went over. She spent the night at their house. She was visiting a friend.
Okay.
Being supervised by this couple, 33 and 30 years old. And they decided to tattoo a smiley face on the girl's left forearm with the B word above it.
Ah.
The dude, Charleston, he's a registered sex offender. He's been charged with aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a minor. Yeah, he was convicted of sexual battery, a felon in the third degree for an incident that occurred back in 2000. He's currently in jail on a $20,000 bond after this incident. The female is charged with endangering the welfare of a child, corruption of minors, simple assault, and tattooing and piercing of a minor.
Wow.
Now, here's the crazy thing. I guess he was doing tattoos. He tattoos out of his mobile home, which sounds very safe. Gosh.
Man, that's where I do it, too. Yeah. I ain't told y'all about my tattoo stand.
Oh, gosh.
It's cool, man. It's a tattoo video rental, and you can get a suntan. It's a tanning salon. All proceeds go to Static Radio.
So he was tattooing the 30-year-old, and this 12-year-old girl walked up and asked the 30-year-old if she could get a tattoo, and that her mother advised that it would be okay for her to get a small one. So they ran with...
Yeah, right. The little girl said her mom said it was fine.
My mom said...
She said it was cool. She said I could get a little one. She says it's fine. I've heard that story from a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, they said we could play... we can't play that. We can't play this video game because we're grounded from video games. But we can play this one. No, Jack. That, too, is a video game, and you will not outsmart me again.
That's right. Again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mitch learned the hard way. She babysat my boys, and Jack especially is a miniature me.
Yeah.
Oh.
That dude's tongue, when I was teaching in the Book of James, and I've, like, sat him down, and we went over... The taming of the tongue,
right,
and the importance of that, because he is a mini me, and I'm really good with words.
Yeah,
as is he. He's very sharp.
Yeah,
too sharp.
Silvery because, tongue. Man,
but Mitch, she had the upper hand because she said that anytime he tried to lawyer her up, she immediately just saw the miniature version of me and would just laugh because she knew what he was trying to do. He has the same facial expressions, everything, when trying to get away with something.
Right.
And so she just knew. She's like, go to bed.
Yeah.
And he lawyered his way out of bedtime like multiple times trying to do other things. But she won the day.
She stood her ground.
She won the day. So proud of her for that. But
yeah.
So funny. Yeah. Go to bed, Jack. And then 5 minutes later he comes down. Oh, it's just...
What?
I forgot to get water.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed the next door neighbor. They're still up.
Yeah.
And their air conditioning unit is running at such a high rate that the frequency is reverberating in my ears.
It's keeping me awake.
At such a rate that it's keeping me awake. So yeah. I'm going to have to stay down here until that turns off, or at least when their house gets cool enough, then it won't be running anymore. So I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch some Jimmy Fallon with you guys until that's done. Not because I want to. It's such an inconvenience for me.
I have to.
But I have to because, again, the air conditioning unit next door is too loud.
And so. I don't want to wake up Luke.
I really... Yeah.
Asleep.
He's already asleep.
He's been asleep since 7:30. Right.
I don't know how he does it.
Luke is Chrissy. Luke, it'll be 8 o'clock at night, and we're looking around like, where is Luke? And he's already put himself to bed because he's like, I got to get my sleep, man. I got to get my rest. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And Jack, he's the dude that's like, you know, 10 o'clock, and you're like, bro, it is way past your bedtime. Yeah. Get back to bed. I'm not even tired.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Static.
Hi, Steve. This is your wife.
Hi.
I was just wondering if you remember that one time that I beat you in a game of dominoes.
Oh, man.
Dang, dude. Last night we played dominoes. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Was that like last night?
I want to throw this out there just for the sake of me.
Uh-huh.
Next time we say dominoes, clarify. Board game. Or game, not pizza. Because this mind instantly went, oh, cool, pizza.
Hey, yeah. Man, you want to come over tonight for dominoes? And he was like, heck yeah!
And he gets there, and the bones are laying on the table.
Yes.
Yeah. It was fun. I looked at it and went, oh, no.
I should have ate before I came
There's
over.
There's more than one Domino's in this world.
Can we order Domino's while we're playing Domino's? Is that like a Domino's double?
Chrissy hooked me up.
Of course she did.
It was
on
cool.
the phone, she my beautiful bride.
Yeah, I always have a trusty bag of meat in the fridge for Matt.
Yeah!
That's awesome.
CrossFit meat!
Gosh, yeah. Chrissy did win, though. Well, handily.
But here's the thing.
I didn't win.
No, I was going to...
I beat Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who won? Shauna won.
Shauna won. Shauna just texted, I totally won.
What kind of game are you...
I don't need to win.
Chicken foot.
Yeah, that's a fun game.
Yeah, see, all night, after everybody left, I'm pretty sure, like, she worked that into every conversation
that we had
for the rest of the
evening.
She was
like, man, I'm tired. Better go to bed. I just beat you in dominoes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Real tired.
Yeah,
that's
real
hilarious.
Tired.
My wife. My wife.
I'm
going to
frame the score sheet.
You should.
She kept it. It's on a paper plate, and it shows that she handily beat me at dominoes.
Well.
I was winning for some
of the game,
that
I talked so much trash about because... I made a solid comeback effort.
That's
okay,
great. You lost to Chrissy.
I still came in third of five. Okay, because
you tied.
Did I tie?
You came.
I thought
yeah.
you and Jake tied. For
no,
last.
You and Jake tied.
Oh,
I got
it.
Last. You and Jake tied
for fourth.
For fourth.
Dang it.
Yeah.
That's Josh. Or for third.
For fourth third.
Fourth third.
Fourth third.
And I love that this is going on.
And then Chrissy got second.
Airwaves.
Gosh, Chrissy.
Shauna won. Shauna always
about Chrissy. It, you jerk.
Anytime we play games, though, Shauna and Jake and Shauna come over, Shauna wins.
Shauna really? Wins. Hey!
Every time.
What happened to the one time we played Ticket to Ride at their house and I won?
Shauna won.
No one remembers.
Shauna won that game.
No, she didn't!
You're dreaming, Steve.
I wasn't even
there, and I know you didn't win.
I beat Shauna once at one game. Makes me so mad.
This is why I love playing games, because I normally lose.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I'm just accustomed to it, but I love finding the person that has to win, and if they don't win, they can't let go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then I'm always like, yeah. And then they're like, no, I won. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure somebody else did.
No!
Even if it wasn't them. And they hate it. Yeah. Steve-O, it's you!
Yeah. It's not me. I won fair and square the first time we played.
The mystery.
That's hilarious.
It's awful. This is awful.
It's good.
Well, is that really all you called for?
That's all.
Oh my gosh.
That's beautiful. I'm glad I was here to witness this.
Amazing. It's amazing.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Whatever. I love you, Chrissy.
Love you too.
All right.
Love you.
We played some card games last night. Our A card game. Emily learned a new card game during camp. And so she taught it to us last night. And so we were playing, and the first time... Now, my wife is super-duper competitive. I mean, super-duper.
I don't know what that's like.
You wouldn't understand.
I'm so chill when it comes to playing games
totally
of
chill.
Any kind.
So she goes out the first time, and so she's just sitting there while, you know, she's got this smug look on her face. And so we're finishing out the hand.
Yeah.
So then the very next time we play, I go out first. And my perception was that the round lasted a little longer... after I went out than it did after my wife went out. So somebody said something. I said, I don't know. I'm just bored sitting here because I went out first. And Brenda shot a glaring look at me.
Ooh.
So the next time she went out and she just looked over at me, I'm so bored. Because you guys are still playing and I'm sitting. I was like, oh, boy, did I just awaken the sleeping.
I did that to Shauna last night,
terrible.
And she destroyed me after that.
After that, I was like, I'm not playing this game anymore. I hate this game.
I made one comment about Domino's because I'm like, boom, I won a round. And I'm like, it's called Domino's. Yeah. And then, like, right after that.
Within her eyes, fire went.
It would just, whoa, awaken the beast. And then the next, like, three rounds in a row, boom, boom, boom. It's called Domino's. Yes. So it's like, oh, man.
Those kind of words tend to come back around and haunt you.
It's what happened.
Yeah.
It's what happened.
My sweet wife.
Gosh.
Was still sweet in her boasting. Kind of like what Chrissy did just a minute ago.
What is that? It's this competition within me that I can't get rid of. We could be at the Little League fields, and it's like, okay, honey, I'll see you at home, and I better be the first one in the driveway.
Right, right, right.
It's a secret. I don't tell her we're racing.
Yeah, we haven't. I always say, you know,
that way you always win.
That way I always win.
We used to do it where the kids was with us, whoever got in the driveway first, the first kid out of the car to go touch the front door, they won.
Yeah,
that's the car who won, because we sometimes get the driveway the same time. Then I thought, you know, that's not really safe.
That's not safe at all.
Had cars pulling in the driveway. The kids are jumping out of cars.
Yeah.
Mind your mom's truck, son, but run fast.
Oh,
faster,
man.
Son. Your timing was awful.
So, you know. Yeah.
Everything's a competition.
Yeah.
Last night, we were, like, going to bed, and seriously, I'm like, oh, I love you. Good night. Okay. And she rolls over and goes, remember that one time I beat you at Domino's? Remember that one time I beat you at Domino's? I was like, no, I don't. No. I really don't. I have a short memory.
I have locked it out of my
mind. I looked at her and I said, 1 Corinthians, my love. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
And it was wrong for you to beat me.
It was wrong for you to beat me.
Which is funny, because that is the game of who can quote more scripture. So secretly.
That's right. Secretly, you're trying to win that game, too.
I tried so hard to win that game. Gosh, I don't know what it is about us, but how do we get off on that tangent?
I don't know.
I swear we were talking about a 12-year-old girl who got tattooed at a mobile home, and then Chrissy called all, hey, Domino's, she is that 12-year-old girl.
Domino!
This is what she grows up to be.
Yes.
The wife who one-ups you all the time.
Yep.
Gosh. All the time. That's like the first time in 11 years of marriage she's one-upped me like that.
Yeah.
She's so awesome.
But she did good.
She did.
And I was here to witness it.
She beat me fair and square.
That was beautiful.
Fair and square.
Ah! All right. Okay, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I want to talk about this. As I Lay Dying, Christian metal band. The lead singer on his way to prison for hiring a hitman.
Wow.
He was interviewed for
interviewed,
magazine,
yeah,
right?
Alternative Press. And this was, I think it came out a month or two ago, the article. And it's a super interesting article. And then it's like everybody finally read the article, you know? And it's like, oh my gosh, because some of the stuff he says is like, whoa!
Yeah.
So it's important because it actually goes into a lot of the reasons why we do static.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So it's important.
It's very important, yeah. This this updated version, I guess, released, June 18th. Oh, 2 days ago.
Yes.
The new one, the new article. So, he talks a little bit about how he got to the point that he got to, and it might surprise you. Being the lead singer of a Christian metal band.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Excellent.
Also got some music from the Naked and Famous, but how about some Switchfoot? Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
anyone?
We like Switchfoot.
Okay, good. Team Awesome Morning Party?
Now!
Static.
Yeah!
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning. It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
It is, and we're happy to be here with you this morning.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Yes, here and I am.
Nothing says Baptist Convention in New Mexico like Christian death metal.
That's right.
We prefer to call it life metal.
And nothing says Christian death metal like a car accident.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at traffic.
Ah, yes.
Oh, nice segue. That was...
Gosh, that was terrible.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But we do have an accident reported. Coors Boulevard South at I-40. Also, an accident at Lomas Boulevard East at Yale Boulevard Northeast. Those are the two accidents that have been reported right now. We have construction and the road is closed. 2nd Street South at Central Avenue. Also construction at I-25 and Paseo. And San Antonio And Paseo along I-25 between those two roads. That's your look at traffic real quick.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Jefferson in Osuna, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast to be exact. You can give them a call at 505-338-3669. Man. Article came out on June 18th. We kind of got like the scoop on the full article and we're just hearing it now.
Wow. So the full interview, which is huge.
Yeah, I want to
what happened. It happened. This came out a month ago, May 16th.
Okay,
is when the original article came out.
Okay,
they had interviewed Tim Lambesis while he was in prison and couldn't release this interview until he was formally sentenced.
Right,
because they didn't want this stuff coming up in court, because he's pretty much just laying it out there, like, then this,
yeah,
then this,
right,
then this.
Now,
right.
For those that don't know, Tim Lambesis, he is the former now frontman of a metal band, Christian metal band, called As I Lay Dying, who we used to play back in the day.
Right, on Shockwave.
On Shockwave.
Shockwave.
The metal show that we used to have.
Man, for all of you guys out there saying, maybe they should play more metal music, you did not want me to go to Warped Tour because I just got more and more convinced not to.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, it was terrible.
It's like, gosh.
Yeah.
But As I Lay Dying was a huge thing. I remember they were one of the bands that would headline Cornerstone years ago. Cornerstone used to be the biggest Christian rock festival in the country, maybe the world. And As I Lay Dying was a headliner like every year. They were massive in Christian metal, in general metal, like just regular old metal. They were on Metal Blade Records, which is one of the biggest metal labels you can be on.
Wow.
It's like total cred, you know.
Right.
So they're a very credible band when it comes to the metal scene, not just Christian metal. But the whole time they were known as a Christian metal band.
Yeah.
I was reading about some of his background. He grew up in a Christian home, went on mission trips and stuff. His ex-wife, and he actually adopted three kids. That all came from an experience he had when he was 17 on a mission trip, and he met this kid that just followed him around all week, and then he was leaving, and he said it just moved him so much because he realized that's probably the most attention that kid's ever gotten.
Yeah.
Because that kid was like clinging to his leg, begging him not to leave. And so he made a decision then that when it became time for him to become a father, he and his wife would find where the greatest need was and they would adopt a kid.
Wow. Yeah.
So definitely had like some movements of the Lord in his life.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, Tim Lambesis, frontman, lead singer, founder of As I Lay Dying, spoke to AP, the Alternative Press, in an interview. And it was really interesting. He was convicted of attempting to hire a hitman to murder his estranged wife. And in it, he had a lot of things to say about the quote-unquote Christian music industry. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to talk about it today because it's a big reason why Static Radio does what Static Radio does.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously, our number one aim is to reflect Christ and to point to the gospel of Jesus. And a part of that for us with the vision of Static Radio is to shed some light on this culture and on music in general, the way that Christians interact with pop culture around you, and in general, to challenge non-believers to look at the way they ingest culture as well. Whether it's television, film, video games, music, comic books, the challenges to point to
our thing.
Yeah, man. And so in this, he made some interesting comments about the Christian music industry, and finally, Truth came out and said, truthfully, hey man, I'm an atheist. And he said he wasn't the first guy in As I Lay Dying to stop being a Christian. He, quote, in fact, I think I was the third. The two who remained kind of stopped talking about it, and then I'm pretty sure they dropped it too. What happened was, in the process of trying to defend his faith, he said, I started thinking the other point of view was the stronger one. He majored in religious studies while attending college through a long-distance program while he was touring in As I Lay Dying. And once he started going down this winding road of morality, because he started believing that God wasn't real, that this was a lie, he said one sin led to another. And he said, quote, the first time I cheated on my wife, my interpretation of morality was now convenient for me. I felt less guilty if I decided, well, marriage isn't a real thing because Christianity isn't real. God isn't real. Therefore, marriage is just a stupid piece of paper with the government, end quote. But he said he continued to profess to be a Christian in order to sell records to Christian music fans, knowing that as long as he stayed in this Christian music, quote-unquote, industry, that people would buy his records. He said, quote, a lot of Christian parents said, yeah, you can buy this As I Lay Dying CD because they're a Christian band. They don't even think to actually check the lyrics, end quote. So he's opened a can of worms about this very thing, which is part of the purpose of Static Radio.
Yeah.
We talk about this a lot, whether you're listening to David Crowder or you're listening to U2. We have to pay attention to what we're ingesting. Yeah. It could be the new Coldplay record. It could be the new Newsboys record. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you're listening to. We have to listen to it through the same lens. Yeah. Whatever worldview it is that you adhere to, you have to take a look at what people are saying in their art form. Because he goes on to talk about being an atheist in a Christian band and continuing that because of the money found in the Christian label, because Christian parents are just suckers and buying it all up because they go, well, this has the Christian label on it, therefore it's okay for my kids to enjoy this without freaking discernment or processing any of it.
Yeah, and it's not even just Christian parents that are doing it, it's Christian adults
who this
is their style of music, whatever style they like.
Yeah.
And they find a band that they really like, and without even being discerning or listening to the song, because there are some Christian bands out there that are, you know, propagating bad theology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other side of it. We can't just because it's produced. And the thing that got me a few years ago when this, and I'm just going to use this distinction so that we understand what we're talking about here, when secular record companies started buying up the Christian record companies, that was an indicator how much money there was to make in the Christian industry. Because if Sony figures out that they could make a ton of money in this genre, and this is how the business world thinks, in this untapped genre, then let's buy Sparrow or whoever Sony bought. I'm just making names up right now, but whoever they bought and took it over, and then it becomes a machine. It was already sort of a machine anyway, and now it becomes a part of a larger machine because it's a cash cow. Mm-hmm. It is a cash cow.
Well, Waverly was a victim of the whole machine because Flickr was an independent record label owned by Mark and Will and what was his name? The guy that was the pretend keyboardist in audio, Bob Herdman.
Oh, okay.
For real. They told us it's common knowledge, but Bob didn't even play. He just stood on, and he wouldn't even play. His keyboard wasn't plugged in or whatever. But Flickr was, it was independent, and then it got bought out by Sony. We were the first band signed to Flickr after the Sony buyout, and I think the second or third band to get dropped after the buyout because they had to trim the fat.
Right, because if you don't, because the thing, you know, if you're in the inside of the industry trying to make music and be an artist and everything, if you don't produce a certain amount of revenue for the parent company, you're gone.
What's crazy?
And that in a way that was kind of a good thing because then that created all this independent these independent publishers and the
And then the music,
the indie music kind of grew, and now it's just kind of blown up with
the whole thing tanked.
Digital. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing's crazy now, and I don't even understand all of it, but just from an outsider's view, and a little bit that I understand. So it is a crazy thing, but the thing that always bothers me is that nobody uses, well, that's a generalization, but since we're speaking in generalizations,
let's
I'll continue.
Generalize everything.
Nobody uses discernment.
Right.
They just, because it's got that Christian label, or because they say something about I love God in the song, or, you know, praise him from the highest hills, you know, okay, that's fine, but you've got to listen to the whole song, the lyrical content. There are some praise courses that some of our churches are singing. Mm-hmm. The theology's bad.
The first one I thought of was David Crowder. I never knew what is the theology? I don't even know the idea that God can change. What is that theology? It's
open theism.
Open theism.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. And then we're doing You Never Let Go, David Crowder's version. And in it, the chorus says, ever changing, ever true, you never let go.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm getting the lyrics and I'm typing them out for worship. And I always thought it said never changing.
Yeah.
ever true.
Yeah.
And it said ever changing, and I said ever changing. What does that mean? And I started digging in and realized, oh, David Crowder believes in open theism. This song points to a God who changes, who can change his mind, and who is changing, who is changeable. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
And after that, we never did that song again. Yeah. But it's true. There are, and that was a very popular worship song by David Crowder Band.
Big. It shows the power of music inherently.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because music, if it's a good song, no matter what it says,
right,
it can stay in your head.
Yeah, because it's got what I call that feel.
Right.
When I'm describing a song that I love, and it's an intangible thing that I'm trying to describe, but for me, it's that it has that feel. Everything comes together rhythmically, melodically, harmonically, and even most of the time lyrically. I'd like to think that I'm a pretty discerning listener. I try to catch stuff, but it all comes together in one package, and you're like, that's a great song. I cannot explain why that's a great song, but it has that feel, that touch, or whatever it is.
Well, and it's not just popular songs of today. Because and this is if you read up on N.T. Wright, he talks about how in Amazing Grace, there's bad theology, because it says, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a sun. Now, what it's saying is, it's drawing a line and saying that, and this is another discussion for Theology Thursday, because not everybody's going to agree with what I'm about to say.
Right.
Escapism is rampant in the church. A lot of it goes into like rapture theology and the whole thing about God being a deistic, epicureanistic God, where he is, and I'm not kidding, I've been reading about this lately, where he is separate from us.
Yeah.
Right.
And he is over there. And our idea of when I die, I go to heaven.
Yeah.
And this goes along with the whole fire insurance salvation.
Yeah.
I got saved, so when I'm dead, I go to heaven with him out there. That puts God away from us.
Right.
And when Amazing Grace was written, that's what that was saying when we've been there 10,000 years. But in Revelation, it speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. God's not going to just get rid of the earth and we're going to be off in heaven, you know, in a soulless state where we're floating around. We have a body for a reason.
And that's deep theology.
It's going to get resurrected. Yeah. And we're going to be here on this earth, reigning with the Lord, doing what he wants us to do.
Yeah, well, at my church, we just skip verse
and
three.
That's, so. Well, and that's...
right. And, but see,
and
that's
hard
like,
to write a song about.
Definitely. And that's the, drawback of writing about theological stuff.
Because even in the composer, even if the composer, his intention and his understanding of the theological premise that he's making in his song, or the statement that he's making in his song, even if he knows the theology and is correct, it's orthodox theology, it's hard to communicate that in a rhyme scheme.
Right.
It's hard to communicate that without changing some of the words to make it fit. I have contended for a long time, and I don't say this publicly very much because I don't want to sound like I'm a terrible critic of songwriters.
Yeah.
But I think it's much more difficult to write a good Christian, quote-unquote Christian song, a good theological sound, theologically sound song. That's harder to write than any other kind of music.
Absolutely.
Because in other genres, any other kind of stuff you're writing about, you can just write about your feelings and the flowers and the trees and the girls and the boys and whatever else you want to write about.
Right.
Which, you know, I mean, and that's fine. People are gifted and can make that sound very poetic, and there's some incredible songs out there.
One Republic.
There you go. But to write a song that... That's why I think to be an artist in to write music that's for the church, I'm going to say it that way.
There you go.
That's so much more difficult and takes even a little bit more, because you have to be willing to compromise some of your artistic gifting.
But should you?
To stay with the theological truth. You cannot compromise theology for artistic interpretation.
Yeah. Right.
But
that's why it's the best. That's why it's so rare that you get that it is sound and an amazing song.
And also an amazing song.
And those are the ones that should be written. Those are the ones that we should care more about. But if you're just joining us, we're talking, it started with Tim Lambesis. He's the lead singer and founder of As I Lay Dying. He was convicted of attempting to hire a hitman to murder his estranged wife. And since then, he's done a few interviews. One recently talked about being the lead singer in a quote-unquote Christian band, and how a lot of his bandmates fell away but kept up the Christian genre mentality, if you will, to sell records.
To make money.
He said, we toured with more quote-unquote Christian bands who actually aren't Christians than bands that are. In the 12 years of touring with As I Lay Dying, I would say maybe 1 in 10 Christian bands we toured with were actually Christian bands.
Yeah.
End quote. And so he's talking about this and goes on in the article to talk about these dumb parents
right.
who don't care about lyrical content. They just care that it was labeled Christian
right.
so that their kids can eat it up.
Right.
Which is exactly why we do what we do with Culture Shock,
right.
where we play mainstream artists and go, hey, you person who either A, won't listen to your terminology of secular music, or hey, you person in the world who won't listen to quote unquote Christian music because
right.
you think it's crap, how about we just play the best of the best music mm-hmm. And you guys use your freaking brains,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, God has given us
mind.
A brain.
And we're called to love him with all of our mind,
right?
As well as our heart. And
yeah.
so that's that head heart thing. Usually, music, it's that emotional thing. It doesn't have to just be about emotion. We can
right.
use our minds
right.
when we engage culture and art. And discern what the artist is trying to say, what they're trying to do, because obviously there's a lot of people in the quote unquote Christian genre that are doing it because it's an easy way into the music industry, and you're going to make money on Air One K Love moms who are just going to eat it up because they know it's safe.
We're trying to protect ourselves from the big bad evil world,
man.
And there's a part of that yes, we need to protect ourselves. We need to guard our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, we need to let God's Spirit help us to be discerning.
Yeah.
And we need to learn to use the minds that God has given us to test everything against what the Scriptures say.
Man.
And what it's turned into is this idea of, if I can just protect my... And I, you know, I'm a parent. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I want to protect my kids. But there's also a side of me that says, I'm not going to be around their whole lives.
Right.
They've got to learn to protect themselves. I mean, this is part of the process, and make right. those kind of decisions. Thankfully, I was never one of the... I mean, there's several stupid things I did as a youth pastor and continue to do now. But
right.
But one of the things that I learned early on, when this whole, you know, when I first got into student ministry, this whole battle of secular Christian music was kind of just really coming into vogue.
Right.
It was brand new discussion. We were burning records. We were doing, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. We never burned any because I just don't feel like it's good to set fire to plastic. But anyway, it releases toxins into the air.
Yeah.
But the...
Who cares about the planet, man? God's going to burn it all up anyway.
When Jesus comes back, it's all going to burn anyway.
You,
but anyway.
You hippie green liberal
Christian. I know. So anyway. So I started teaching because God kind of convicted me and said, you can't exactly tell them what to do. You can lay the truth out for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they have to be the ones to decide. And
yeah.
I had a couple of kids. One of my kids in particular, I remember when I was the youth pastor at First Baptist in Carlsbad, he came to me, we were talking, and God was really working in his life. And this was one way that it manifested in his life. He said, I've got some CDs I need to get rid of because
yeah.
it's poisoning my thought life, and it's taking me away from what I want to learn from God and how I want to live for him and for his glory based on what he's doing
yeah.
in my life. I said, well, what do you want to do about that? He said, I want to bust up some of my CDs. So
wow.
we parked in the back, in the alley behind mm-hmm. the church. We had a baseball bat. This was one of the cool things.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We had a baseball bat, and he got his CDs, and he just started hitting them with a baseball bat and crushing them. And then we swept them all up and put them in the dumpster.
That's awesome.
Now that was, I didn't tell him. I said, what you
right,
need to do,
right.
son, is
right.
you need to get rid of all of it. I said, well, what do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
He said, this is what I want to do. And I said,
and you're like, all right.
And I asked him, why do you want to do this?
That's what you want to do. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I said, I'm behind you. I'm supporting you in this because you're making this decision about discernment in your own life
mm-hmm.
based on some of the stuff that I had been teaching about examining everything. Let's not
yeah.
just take it just because somebody says that's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I deal enough with groups and stuff, bringing people into events, all from some big names down to just local artists and stuff. But you know, there's some people that I deal with that they may profess to be Christ, and I may have caught them on a bad day, and I'm going to give them a little bit of grace
because that happens.
But they're absolutely, and it does to me as well. But when there's a consistency there with,
yeah.
with that, then I'm not questioning their salvation, but I'm not going to do anything to further that type of an attitude. And, yeah. and we get all upset. Well, they just have a bad attitude. Well, quit booking them.
Right.
If you don't agree with what they're doing, then stop booking them, because by every time you book them, they make more money, which makes them more popular, which makes them
all the kids will come out for them, man.
Yeah.
I want my event to be a success.
I know.
These events, this freaking, I'm going to go off on a tangent, so I better shut down because the phone lines are jammed. But if parent, listen to me, parent, because I'm a parent of three boys, if you can talk your children into Jesus, if you can talk them into Jesus, somebody else in the world can talk them out of it.
Yeah.
Because that's not it. When we try and talk our children into something, and we try and just, I don't want to say force them into it,
uh-huh.
but I love the way you approached it with, well, what do you think? What would you like to do about this? Instead of saying, no, yeah, that's it. This is what we're going to do. This,
right.
This is what you have to do.
Right.
When you're telling them what to do, they're still not using their brain.
Yeah.
Obviously, we still need to cover and protect them. My children came with me to Warped Tour this last week, mm-hmm. and they saw the good and they saw the bad, because Amberlynn was there, and those dudes loved the Lord. They are some of my favorite people in the world, and so it was really great for them to get to hang out with them. They also hung out with Yellow Card,
yeah.
you know, and not all those guys are believers.
Mm.
And they also saw Finch play,
yeah.
and there was some language
and
shown
they saw
about
Somerset play.
Who they saw, oh man,
it was funny because they were one of like the poppiest bands there with the most language coming out from the stage.
And my 8 and 10 year olds saw this, and they saw this ginormous crowd of 16 year olds who were just eating up every word, and every time the dude dropped the F-bomb, that you know, the crowd would go nuts and scream, and we'd all just stand there and go, ugh.
Yeah.
And my boys see this. You know what? I'm really glad my boys experienced that with me and Matt and Doug, who are able to go, okay, well, this is why we don't act like that.
Right.
This is what do you think about it? My son straight up walked up to a member of that band and said, why do you say the F word so much?
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't get it. His 10-year-old
awesome.
Mind.
Yeah,
and it was incredible.
Right.
Because he was using his own freaking brain.
Right.
And I would rather that happen than my sheltered kid at 16, 17 experience a quote-unquote real concert and all of his friends be
freak
stoked
out.
On it.
Yeah.
And him not know what to do because, well, everybody else is into it. But now he's got a standard and understands that we don't do that. But we're also not going to tear him down and say, these guys are going straight to hell. It was like, you know what, man? Those guys don't know the truth yet. And they just need Jesus. And we need to love on them. We can pray for them. We can talk with them.
Right.
And he straight up asked him, you know, why? It wasn't judgy and it wasn't, you're going to go to hell for saying those words. It was, why do you have to use that word all the time?
And then the guy was like, well... I don't know.
I've never had a 10-year-old ask me that question before.
He never thought about it before.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Using love. And
see,
it was like...
Yeah, the folks, the non-believers can be talked into just as much
Absolutely.
As the believers can by
right.
the music. Music, because music is so powerful.
Yeah.
That's the one
it's
thing that makes it dangerous. It is, mm-hmm. it really, or makes it potentially dangerous.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Let's go out to some phone calls. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
So I have a quick, first a question, and then a comment, then a question for you guys. The comment is, I guess more of a I'm lost in my own words. I'm a musician. I mostly play metal. I'm also Christian. And so defending the style of music that I play and the bands out there who are actually doing good with their music, not just
sleeper.
Trying to make money,
is
extremely difficult because all throughout metal's history, you get some of the worst of the worst, the type of people that come out, the type of lyrics, you know, it all goes down to it. And when it comes to the bands that I listen to, I am so horrendously picky with the groups that I like.
Right.
It's like there are some bands who... musically are amazing.
Yeah.
And if I could just turn their vocalist off, this would be the best ever. And
Absolutely.
Then there's other groups where it's vice versa.
Right.
Right.
Now, as a local musician here in Albuquerque, when As They Lay Dying was really getting big and like the Christian metal scene was like a thing, like when that first really happened, I noticed with local groups there were a number of bands who did the same thing. Oh, yeah, we're a Christian metal band. And they made it a point, they would preach on stage, but like, it was almost like it was a gimmick to get people to come to the show instead of them really, like, and, like, at first I wanted to really support it. I was like, yeah, I like this. But then I could realize they're doing this just because this is the fad right now.
Yeah.
And it was almost like you're doing this for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like, you have good intentions, but you're using it.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You look at Marilyn Manson, look at Rob Zombie, you look at these artists who have those quote-unquote gimmicks. If you think they're sitting at home, like, in their makeup, watching, you know, like, horror movies all day because this is how they are.
Not a bit.
You're an idiot. Yeah. Like, it's a gimmick. Just as much as being a Christian metal guy, sadly, a lot of times is a gimmick because it sells
records.
I'll
never, ever forget. Our band was Freshman 15. We were a pop punk band because that's what we loved, and it was awesome. And then I'll never, ever forget when Under Oath rolled through Memphis. Because I didn't go to the show, but and it was like 10 years ago around this time, because it was when They're Only Chasing Safety came out, which was 10 years ago, like last week, which is, I'm so old. But anyway, they came through.
Careful.
And I'll just never forget the entire mentality of our quote-unquote scene in Tupelo, Mississippi completely changed.
Yeah.
Literally, everyone that was coming to our shows having a fun time jumping around, you know, smiling and dancing, just having a great time, turned into this emo version of Jesus, and it was the worst thing I had ever seen. They hated our band after that, number one, and number two, everybody was like, yeah, dude, I'm just really into, like, yeah, I'm starting a band, and it's gonna be kind of like Under Oath, and... you know, like Under Oath, but like old Under Oath.
Yeah,
you know,
old school Under Oath.
I've been listening to them for years, and so it's just, but you know, like, we just want to get the gospel out there. And
oh, man.
We just want everybody to know God loves them. And then I'm sitting there going, so you're telling me you're not going to come to our show anymore?
Yeah.
Well, probably not. I mean, if you guys have Four Too Many play, which was a big local metal band, Christian metal band.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean... But when it comes to defending the genre, it's definitely an uphill battle no matter where I'm going. Yeah.
Well, and I think defending a genre period is a bad idea, because it's not the genre that you have to defend, because Christian to us right now, I will flat say that quote unquote Christian music is nothing more than a genre. It's like country, it's like hip hop. Right now, you go to a bookstore, you go to like a Best Buy or somewhere, and there is a genre called Christian, and that's where you'll find your Jars of Clay or your Newsboys record, and it has that signature Christian sound, just like country has a signature twang. This has its signature Christian sound, and it's nothing more than a genre to sell records. Because the people that are peddling it, the people that are doing it, even the artists themselves, when you talk to them, say, yeah, no, we know, but you know what? Hey, we're doing it, and there are some incredible dudes out there who are doing it for the right reason, who God has gifted them with something, and they say, hey, we're going to use it to God's glory, and this is what we're going to do. I think of 10th Avenue North.
Yep.
Man, I think of Mac Powell, who's one of the most genuine dudes I've ever met in my life from Third Day. So there are these dudes that are out there doing it for the right reason, but it doesn't mean that they're not in a genre called Christian music. So don't defend the genre.
Well, yeah, and even talked to what's his face from 10th Avenue North, the guitar player,
Justin,
and we said which song Jason? We were playing. I can't remember his name right
starts
now.
Starts with a J. Jeffrey.
We said which song. It's
George.
Jeff. It's Jeff. we said we were George. Playing that first track from their album, and he was like, "You're playing that one?"
Yeah.
And it's because the songs that they wrote for radio had certain sounds and were mixed certain ways because they were guaranteed to be successful. So even those dudes with genuine hearts that are really just trying to do what the Lord wants them to do, they face limitations that they have to bend to because this is their job, and it's not going to get marketed well, and it's not going to sell well unless they do certain things to play ball.
Right, and if they don't play ball, or if they don't sell records, they have to find a new job.
Yes. Dude, Waverly sold, 35,000 records?
It was between 30 and 35,000.
Okay.
Which now is like, what?
Yeah, because we get the single for Close Your Eyes, and it's like, Close Your Eyes.
39,000 records.
Super awesome metal band. Yeah. They've sold 39,000 records worldwide. And it was like, wait, I thought Waverly did that like with the first record. Yeah, they got dropped because they were on the
2008
the praise and worship record, like genre.
Which was funny, man, because we got shoehorned into it because Dave wrote that song in his bedroom in college as a worship song between him and God. And I'm sure if you listen to all the lyrics of Praise and Adore, they don't exactly line up, you know, theologically. But the thing is, God, even in all of this mess, and we didn't say this a while ago, but God still works through all this stuff, even songs with bad theology, because that's how awesome he is.
Right.
Because we have
Amazing
songs about
grace,
him.
Are you kidding me? That could come on anywhere. I could be anywhere doing anything that comes on. I stop and cry.
I know. Which
I
is
will cry.
Funny, because the melody from Amazing Grace is an old bar hymn or bar tune or whatever. Nobody thinks about that. Don't play that one on the radio. But see, that's just, so we have songs about God, and then we have actual God himself, who is bigger than all of this anyway. So, so don't, you know, we can get hung up on that, but we'll just stick there. But anyway, Dave writes this song, you know, between him and the Lord, and it's a great song. And that's what happened. It got marketed as a praise and worship song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we didn't bend to those rules, you know, not saying we were all rebellious or whatever. We were just like, no, we don't see it that way. And we got dropped.
Yeah.
And that's how it went.
Dude, thanks for the comments, and keep rocking. I don't want to discourage you from rocking.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to defend a genre, because I think that's what happened with Static Radio at first. We felt like we had to defend the ministry that God had blessed us with and the vision of Static Radio, and now we 3 years later we know, man, obviously this is what God had us doing, because we're seeing an entire industry shift into a Static Radio format, if you will. And knowing that God gave us that, and instead of having to defend that, just go, well, man, then turn it off, because this is what we're doing, because this is what God has blessed us with, and this is the vision he has given us, and we are passionate about what God says, not what you tell us. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
And there's still a group of people that won't listen to anything else.
Right.
That will listen to metal, that you still have an opportunity to...
Absolutely.
In your format of, you know, to communicate the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just a conversation, as simple as a conversation after a show.
Heck yeah.
Or something like that, so.
Definitely. Really quick, before I go, and I will probably hang up the phone immediately after asking the question, because I'll just listen to the radio.
Okay.
This is directed towards Steve-O and Mateo.
Okay.
Cool.
You guys are not big fans of metal.
Nope.
You never really said why, and you know what? I'm not going to ever condone anybody for it.
No.
But if you can toss out, like, a legit reason as to, like, why you're not a big fan of it.
Well, wait, before you hang up, let me tell you right now. You are confused, dude, because I have seen, and I'm going to say this even though people would be like, man, they're like hard rock, they're not metal. I've seen Metallica more times than I've seen almost any other band in my concert life. Megadeth, Countdown to Extinction was part of the reason why I started playing guitar. I am a fan of good metal. I'm not a fan of metalcore. I'm not a fan of this current genre. I remember when I went and saw Blindside, they opened for Linkin Park, and I think Slipknot and Mudvayne played, and that just, to me, killed everything about that state of metal at the time, that I just hated everything after that. I can't stand Slipknot. I can't stand Mudvayne, and I can't stand that entire genre, if you will. But if you're talking about metal, it goes way before that. I mean, when I was a kid, I was listening to, like, Testament. I was listening to
Testament.
Oh gosh, dude. So you can't say that, because I'm absolutely a fan of metal. I'm not a fan of the crap that is being peddled right now that they consider metal.
Well, let me ask you something.
Does that help you?
Can I
a little
ask
bit,
you
yeah,
something?
Actually.
Okay.
I'm a big Megadeth fan.
Okay. There you go.
Listen,
and Dave Mustaine is a believer. So
don't hang up yet. Do you like country music?
I'm really picky. I don't like the generic country stuff. I love that really kind of almost more bluegrassy country
stuff.
Yeah,
okay. There you go.
Yeah. Do you like new country music?
I'll be perfectly honest. I have not gone out of my way to listen to it.
Exactly.
Can you tell me why not? That's the thing. That's why Steve-O says you don't have to worry about defending a genre.
Right.
Because I just like what I like.
Right.
And unfortunately for you guys, I'm a music director at a radio station.
No, and that's it. I'm a fan of hip-hop more than people would know, and I'm a huge fan of good metal, but definitely not a lot of
the crap. Like
the
other day at Warped Tour, I watched Four Today's whole set, and I enjoyed it, but did I go buy the record? Not at all.
Yeah, I'm bummed I missed Close Your Eyes, because after listening to the new record, it was like, dang, dude, this is good.
Yeah.
So,
it's not like a...
Metal's a big term.
I'm not, you know, trying to bury metal or whatever. It's just I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's no reason beyond that.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right. You guys have a good day now. Goodbye.
You too, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't hate metal. Who is he? That's actually Matt, so that's okay. I'm learning listener names now.
That's our boy.
So you call me out, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We're talking a little bit about the convicted heavy metal
Christian singer who has come out as an atheist. Tim Lambesis, the lead singer and founder of As I Lay Dying, did this huge interview. And I think at the end of the day, talking about it, when all is said and done for us here,
dude,
it's just use your brain.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at, think about what you're ingesting. Whether it's music, whether it's movies, whether it's television.
Really art. Art in general.
I got an email yesterday from a friend who said, man, you guys really need to check out this article. It really convicted me. And it was about Game of Thrones. And first of all, I was mad because they used the thing was Game of Bones. And I was like, dang it, dude, I've been saying that for a long time.
That's my thing.
I've been saying that forever. Did they rip me off? And then secondly, I was kind of proud and arrogant about it because it was like, I've never seen that stupid show. Yeah. For the reasons that this article is saying, I knew not to see it before. And it was like, hey, man, if it's the number one show. If you guys are watching it, just think about it. And it was like, proudly, I can say I've never seen
never
an episode
seen it, right.
Because I know that's not something that I want to ingest.
Right.
So if you have those limitations on yourself, and I don't even want to call them limitations, that's doing a disservice to discernment in itself.
Yeah, it's more of a conviction.
If you have a conviction not to listen to something, who cares what I say? Who cares what Matt says? Who cares what Sam Swan says?
Do what
only
the Lord
matters
says.
What the Lord says to you. So on that, don't jump on a soapbox and go to an Ozzy Osbourne concert and start telling everybody they're going to hell, because that's not the way to do it either. But if you have a personal conviction not to listen to AC/DC or whatever it is, don't do it. If you have a personal conviction only to listen to certain things, cool, but know why that is.
Mm-hmm.
More than just my youth pastor said so.
If you have a personal conviction not to listen to static radio, then we encourage you not to listen to static radio.
Yeah, so all of you who aren't listening, that's for you.
Yeah. Here's one thing, though.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Say that again.
Sam?
What?
Sam, here's one thing. There's two courses of action you can take.
Yeah.
You can say, okay, there's all this horrible... We're reading this article about this guy that said he was in a Christian band, and then he's sneaky.
One in ten Christian bands I toured with were actual Christians.
Oh, no, and now they're telling me I can't trust anybody. So you can either bury your head in the sand.
Right.
And your kids' heads in the sand.
Yeah, which
and
I would
duck and cover.
Yeah.
Or you can say, all right, I have to form a new approach, because eventually, I'm telling you right now, you will have to form a new approach.
You're going to have to take some personal responsibility here and start using your mind.
You're either going to start doing it now, or you're going to delay the inevitable, because one day you will be faced with something where you have to think about it and you have to process it, and you won't be able to bury your head anymore.
Yeah.
And it might be when your kids are coming to you and saying, but I really want to go to this concert because I really like that band, and I don't know why.
This could be it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
As I Lay Dying is one of the most popular Christian heavy metal bands out there, and all of a sudden it's like, arrested, attempted murder for his wife. What? He's an atheist? What? All these Christian bands aren't really Christians? They're just trying to peddle records? What?
Wait a second, it's their job? Here's the thing. Guys, God is bigger than all this stuff, and He gave you a mind. You can think about it. You can listen to music that you don't agree with, and you can say, why don't I agree with that? Oh, because the Lord says blah, 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 blah. And then you can use that to talk to people about how good He is.
And
that's what we're talking about.
And don't ever discredit. Maybe you're that metal kid that was at the As I Lay Dying show who went forward and was like, I've never experienced anything like this. I'm giving my heart to Jesus. And then you find out later, oh, well, this dude was an atheist and it's just a gimmick.
Yeah.
Maybe my faith isn't real. Don't ever discount what God can do through anyone. I have met so many people who, whether they were at a Benny Hinn convention, and no, we're not getting into that, or wherever, and they gave their life to Christ and God poured out in a real way into their life personally because they made a personal decision and grew in that, not because some metal band was peddling some gimmick, but because God is real and bigger than all of it, as you said. So
Sam,
if you're that person who was at that As I Lay Dying show, don't discredit your faith because somebody else lost theirs.
Where does it talk about the guy in the New Testament? Was his name Simon? He was a
Cyrene?
He was a magician. Is that was that his name?
Yeah.
But he's going around and he see this is basically we're looking at an Old Testament version of what we see every day.
Yeah.
You got this dude that sees all these guys going around and healing people, and then all of his crowd starts going to them because something awesome is happening. And they start getting more popular than him. And he's like, well, crap, what are they doing? They're preaching in the name of who? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And so he starts doing that. He starts preaching in the name of Jesus. And he totally doesn't believe. He's whatever. He's like a magician. And then it's like, well, what's he doing? And the thing about it is, and I don't know if Paul was referencing him or if it's in reference to someone else, but at some point in there it says, look, even if he's a fake and he's going around proclaiming the name of Jesus, God still works through all that stuff. Even if these people are totally fake, the person's fake, but God's real.
Yeah.
And they can be saying just stuff that they don't believe in.
You got it? I got
and
it.
And the grace of God is bigger than that. Sorry. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to think of words that my search can work.
Acts chapter 8. It's in Acts chapter 8 starting in verse 9.
Okay.
Yeah!
I went to a different one.
Bro. I just won that one.
You just beat me with that. I went to the one where...
Then my iPad froze because God wanted to humble me. Crap!
I went to the one where somebody asked Jesus, they tell Jesus, teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name and we tried to stop him. And then Jesus says, don't, because there's no one who will perform a miracle in my name who can soon afterwards speak evil of me. Mm-hmm. For whoever is not against us is for us. And whoever gives you a cup of drink. So that's where I went. I went to the wrong place.
No, but that's
a great passage.
That's a great passage. So let's just read it. Because Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 9, says, but there was a man named Simon who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the power of God that's called great. And they paid attention to him because for a long time he'd amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they'd only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit. Now, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, give me this power so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. And Peter said to him, may your silver perish with you because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You've neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of your ways and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and the bonds of iniquity. Yeah. And Simon answered, pray for me to the Lord that nothing of what you said may come upon me.
So we see a guy that gets converted, but still that motivation of just trying to make money comes
out. Yeah. Peddling.
It's just peddling. It's all peddling this product.
This show.
And that's what happens so often when things are labeled as Christian. Yeah. But like I was saying, there's another reference in there where Paul says, what does it matter?
Yeah.
If Christ is preached, then he's preached, and we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to get out there. So I use that to say you can't just take a duck and cover mentality, because even in the end, when God's word goes out, it doesn't come back void.
Amen.
Even if it's through a vessel that's cracked and broken and is an atheist and doesn't believe it. You know, the craziest thing is how powerful and awesome God's grace is and how he is.
Yeah.
And he works through all these crazy, mysterious ways, and we've all heard about it. But luckily, we've been blessed with minds that can think and interpret and look at art in a subjective way, mm-hmm. and then look back at our objective God and say, what is truth and how does this apply? And then you can use that to love people that you would never, ever get in a conversation with outside of listening to a song on the radio.
Right, right.
It's crazy.
Woo! Ah!
Man. This is not Theology Thursday.
It is not.
This is supposed to be fun Friday.
It's just your
Friday.
8 o'clock hour on Friday. You know, pay it forward. Pay it forward Friday, and we're paying it forward to your brain. So there you go. One final phone call. How's that? We'll wrap it up.
All right.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
So I was actually kind of thinking this is really funny because in my study I came across Philippians 1, 15 through 18, and it talks about how some people will preach Christ out of selfish ambition, and some people will preach Christ out of truth, but in all things, Christ is proclaimed.
Mm. There it is. That's probably exactly what you were
thinking. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That's it. So, that's incredible. I love when God does that.
Philippians what?
Philippians 1, 15 through 18.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
Beautiful! So there you go,
you guys
man.
Are awesome. Thank you.
You are too. Thank you. There you go. Fact checker right there. Mm. Now we have it. I love it when addresses are given. So that people can go look them up later.
Yeah.
So, that's good. That's good. Sam, it's just before 9.
Hey, yeah.
I got a jet.
All. Yeah.
Sam!
That's all for me today. And I'll be gone the next 2 weeks.
Sam!
And then I'll be back.
Leave it!
Sam!
Although I have another time in July. I'm preaching a camp in July.
You and your camps.
I know.
It's like you're a band on tour.
I know. I wish I made some of the money that those bands don't make.
Amen.
Depends on the genre where that they are.
Man.
Man, oh man.
Man, I missed you guys.
Missed you too, bro.
Last 2 weeks.
You come back and bring that next time, man, because that was powerful right there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I don't care what you say, man.
I don't care what anyone says. Obviously, I don't care what anyone says because I love the sound of my own voice, so I do all the talking. I do all the talking.
Oh, man. It is just before 9. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we'll be talking with Aaron from Legacy Church. They got something huge coming up in July.
Do.
Speaking of the power, man, do you remember Rashad Johnson? He plays for the Arizona Cardinals. He was the dude that like lost a finger and just was like, man, screw it. It's football. I'm playing.
Yeah,
he's going to be coming to Albuquerque, part of this big event with Legacy Church. We'll talk about that coming up around the corner. But we'll miss you.
Yeah, man. Miss you guys, too.
Glad you were back for
me too.
Week.
We'll see you
enjoyed
in a couple
it.
Of
so,
weeks.
Yes, you will.
There it is. Quick
yes,
break. Right back. We'll be talking with Aaron and all the excitement coming to Albuquerque, so don't go anywhere. It's T-Monster Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
3, 2, 1,
welcome back!
Now back to T-Monster Morning Party on Static Radio.
Couple of things to report. Sam texted in.
Ooh.
We have an accident at Academy in San Mateo, and he says that it is getting backed up around that thing. People backing it up. Just backing it up. I don't know why they do that outside in traffic, but apparently.
Back it up.
I don't know what that means. There's also an accident at Lomas Boulevard East at Yale Boulevard Northeast. There's construction 2nd Street North at Central. That road's closed. There's also construction I-25 South between San Antonio Drive. That's exit 231 and Paseo del Norte. The road's reduced to one lane, as well as the massive construction going on at Paseo and 25, building that new interchange that's supposed to have free Wi-Fi and advanced hover technology.
Ooh, I like that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, Sam says specifically the accident at San Mateo near Academy, the southbound lane is very backed up. And it's not showing that slowdown on our map, but it does show the accident. So if you're around there, you're going to be going slow.
We have a man on the scene.
Got a man on the scene getting yelled at by some lady out on the road.
Traffic brought to you by the future. Ooh, hoverboards.
Hoverboards, flying cars.
Yeah.
Hydrated pizza.
I like that.
Pretty
That's
cool.
good. Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on. We have some guests.
Yeah, we do. Aaron, you got to step up to the mic.
Yeah. What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing well.
Glad to have you in
Welcome
studio.
Welcome to the party.
Aaron from Legacy. Do I call it Legacy Church? What do you say?
Legacy
do you say Legacy
Church.
Or Legacy Church?
Legacy Church. Either one.
Legacy Church.
Either one's good.
Work. You guys have a crazy event that is less than a week away. We've been talking about it all morning. Rashad Johnson, NFL footballer. No, not soccer. We're talking like the real
World
football
Cup.
That like where people hit each other. Where this is why we were talking about this earlier. I am a World Cupper. I'm a fan of the World Cup.
Yes.
Every 4 years, my mom lived in Germany when the cup was there.
Really?
So yes. So I got like jerseys for days, and I'm like a crazy fan of, but only World Cup.
World
I'm not
Cup.
Into Major League Soccer. I'm not. No.
World Cup.
And I think here's why. Our version of football has dudes in pads. Beating the crap out of each other.
What?
That is true.
Rashad Johnson, who is a guest next week for your event, had a finger ripped off and kept playing football.
Yes.
And you're watching the World Cup and like dude gets tripped and grabs his ankle and he's down for 3 minutes. Like,
he does, yeah, there's a lot of Oscars given out.
Vlade Divac has nothing on the floppiness that happens in the World Cup.
Amen.
Yeah, I just referenced old school NBA. What now?
Yes.
It sounds awesome.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
There are a lot of flopping going on. So maybe we just watch this, you know, world version of football and go, come on, bro.
Football.
He didn't even touch you. Come on.
That is true.
Get up.
I'm sure it's quite painful for Rashad to watch the World Cup.
Probably.
You know what, guys?
Yeah, dude. He got a finger ripped off. And he was like, cool. Was it second or third down? What was that? All right. Second and four? All right, cool. Let's do this.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
nothing
so
compared to that.
How did this come about?
You know what? Rashad Johnson, he was originally from Alabama. And,
Roll Tide.
Steve, yeah, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Alabama, Roll Tide.
Everywhere. And he was actually, you know, this is part of his story, kind of like a Rudy.
Okay.
You know, the Rudy. Notre Dame. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't, like, recruited heavily. He kind of walked on, paid his dues, got beat up a little bit. But he ended up climbing the ranks. You know, really working hard. And so he was heavily involved in a ministry over there that was just leading tons and tons of young adults, you know, to Jesus, parting.
The Red Sea.
You mean the Crimson Sea now?
Crimson Tide. Red Sea. I got a ministry for days in Alabama.
Roll on.
And so him and Pastor Steve Smotherman Jr. hooked up, and one thing led to another and said, hey, you know what? I want to make my way to Albuquerque.
Oh, so cool.
And tell people about the real football.
Yes.
Along with his incredible story.
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's he's really a great guy.
Yes.
Really a great guy. And along with the Rudy story, losing his finger, I'm sure he'll have a few people asking about. I will be one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine the adrenaline and like just everything surging through you so much that you're like, oh, snap. Literally, I lost a finger. Okay. Oh, well. Let's do this.
Tape it up, water boy.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's a whole other level.
That is not me. I get a paper cut and I'm out for days.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Days. Can't do it, boss.
You understand?
Gotta go in.
Oh, it's so annoying. A paper cut and just trying to. Nope. Can't
do paper
it, man.
Cuts can get infected. Yeah. You can die from them.
Yeah.
Straight up.
If I floss wrong and it just hits my tooth funny, I just can't talk and I'm out.
Yeah.
3 days off of
I died from a paper cut one time.
It's crazy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
Man.
So
along with that, Dream Big, the nonprofit organization here.
Yeah.
With Kevin Banks.
Our boy Kevin.
Cuts for Kids. They do an incredible thing. And so we'll be giving everyone an opportunity to just, you know, sow something great into the community as well. We're having a tailgating activity starting at 5.
Probably not your average tailgate parties.
It's going to be a little bit different, but hey, it's still going to be fun. Still going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Turned up, anything you want to say about that, amped up, it's going to be incredible.
Right.
For the whole family, you bring your grandmother out if you want to play some things, maybe not bean bag throwing at her face, nothing like that, but but you could throw, you know, some different things.
That's cool.
Rashad's going to be taking some pictures,
signing
some autographs afterwards. So doors will open to the Dome at 7.
Okay.
Tailgating activities start at 5. We are having a pre-Dome party.
Okay.
On Wednesday at the same campus, 7201 Central Avenue.
Yeah.
Northwest.
You can't miss the Dome.
The Dome.
It's there, man. From space, it's the pimple of Earth. Like, you see that. It's like,
don't pop it.
It's the Dome.
Like, do not pop it.
Let
it
go away by itself. Legacy Church right there.
Man, I'm telling you.
It shines.
Yeah, it does shine.
So, there you go.
It is bright.
Yeah, it is. So, we're less than a week away. Wednesday, the pre-Dome party.
Yes.
What time does that kick off?
That is at 6:30.
Okay, cool.
6:30. And we'll have, you know, three different youth groups there. Anthem, the Switch, and the U. All there. And then, you know what? The great thing about the Summer Bash on Thursday is that, you know, it's an off night.
Yeah.
Where other youth groups come in.
Huge event.
Citywide event.
Yeah.
And so just to have a good time, throw some footballs around, take a picture with a guy who, you know, lost his finger in a game, but he's a gladiator.
Those are the best Inspiring. Events. Like the off day events where the city can get involved, you know?
We're also having KP, he's a Christian hip hop artist.
Yeah.
Long dreads. He's a guy that's up there just
banging. Yeah.
Now that may have a disclaimer as far as for your grandmother
there
up front.
You go. Yeah.
A little mosh pitting.
Unless your grandmother's a little crazy.
Hey,
you know?
Hey. It's crowd surfing, who knows?
You never know, man. Grandmothers in this day and age, they don't care anymore.
Yeah. They don't.
They don't care. They do what they want. They walk around with a Roll Tide mentality.
They don't,
They accomplish great things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We
Why
love
are you looking
our grandmothers.
Up Ahmad Rashad?
I wanted to tag him.
Rashad Johnson.
Oh, pfft.
Ahmad Rashad is the dude that's married to the chick from The Cosby Show.
That's who it
from
was.
From birthdays.
Hey, but we love
Sorry,
we
guys,
love
that
Bill
was
Cosby.
Yesterday.
And Ahmad Rashad.
Yes, Ahmad Rashad.
I apologize.
We love Ahmad.
It's the same guy.
Same dude.
Nope. What's his face going to come yell at me? Who is that? Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
He got so mad.
People mixed him up with
Lawrence
Fishburne.
You can't do that. Oh, my gosh.
You can't do that.
I was really hoping he'd have like a big public Facebook, you know, like fan page.
There are 147 million Rashad Johnsons. Good, man. Good.
I'll look it up. I'll find it. Don't worry.
We'll get it. We will get Rashad.
So Rashad Johnson, Arizona Cardinal, going to be part of the event this next Thursday.
Yes.
Details? Where can people find details?
Okay, so details, lcgen.com, along with UABQ.
Okay.
On Instagram.
All right.
And the Switch ABQ on Instagram as well, Anthem ABQ. And so we'll have a tons of stuff.
You put this out everywhere.
I'm telling you.
You guys are smart with that marketing.
Crazy.
I like that. That's good. That's accessible. It's like, so where can we find more about your event?
Yes. Here you go.
Here's our list.
I think my mom might have put something up on a website. It's currently down.
My grandmother went to the concert and got hit in the face with a dreadlock.
Yeah.
Changed her life.
Oh, I love it. So there's no excuse not to be there next Thursday.
Oh.
It's going to be incredible.
It will.
You got hip hop. You got Rashad Johnson telling his story, which is amazing. Most importantly, the gospel will be preached, and I mean that's
food,
it, man.
Food, that's
very important.
Huge,
especially when
food
you're
before
man.
Service.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you had to say. Food.
Oh, we love food.
Okay, cool, man.
Man.
But will there be collard greens with bacon?
Oh my gosh,
Chrissy, my wife makes the best. Okay, so
you're making me very hungry.
She really does. Yeah. That's like one of my favorite things that she makes.
As well,
yeah,
so, I mean,
know.
That's huge.
He said that, and it was like.
His mouth watered.
Yeah. Well, Todd?
Salivating.
It's true.
One thing I got to add.
Yeah.
Our youth band, Rin City.
Yes.
Dropping an album.
Yeah.
Monday.
Okay.
Now, can we find out more information about that at LCGen?
Yes. LCGen.com as
Boom.
Well.
Perfect.
It's going to be incredible music. You can rock out, too.
Yeah.
So.
LCGen.
Yep.
All right.
LCGen.com.
Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Teo is the king of putting everything up on Facebook. So.
The king.
Look, LCGen's already there.
We use that term loosely.
Along with Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah, yes. No. You can find information on LCGen, on Ahmad Rashad and his
dinosaurs,
marriage.
Roll Tide.
Yeah,
Rashad
absolutely.
Johnson, missing fingers,
beautiful.
How to repair them.
Dental floss.
It's great.
Incredible. So, yes.
Oh, man.
12-year-olds getting tattoos. That's on our Facebook page as well right now.
Man.
You know, as well as Christian cats.
We got a that cat on Christian our page is cats. Not a Christian.
Yeah,
guys, look at this cat. That is not a Christian.
Christian
oh, yeah,
cat.
It's like a,
pew, pew, pew.
We
pew,
were joking
pew.
About that, and
yeah.
there is a real thing we did not
is
know.
Is it really?
People,
cat.
There are people who have.
So they probably get offended.
Yes,
whenever they see the movie,
that are like, "Hey,
all dogs go to heaven."
Yeah.
Like, so
well,
they probably,
yes, because I don't think so. As long as I'm not sure.
Yeah, but. Okay.
Because obviously Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, even
yeah.
for dogs.
Guys,
so
yeah.
not all dogs go to heaven,
yeah.
just those who receive him.
Yes.
I put up a picture of my cat
okay.
standing on a Bible.
He did yeah. post
and it
a picture.
Started a revolution.
Unless you are adhere to the theology of predogstination,
no.
in which case
okay.
all dogs do go to heaven because it was predetermined that I gotta go.
I'm a Calvinist.
Calvinist.
Believe, yeah, hard.
Believes, yes,
hard.
5-point Calvinist.
It's not. Yeah, it's not
five
a point. Tulip. It's a paw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Spelled P-A-W-E-S. Pause.
Pause.
So,
pause.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
so,
might have seen the shirt.
Or P-A-U-S-E. That we
yeah,
also
pause.
Take that 5-point pause.
Take a pause.
For Calvinists.
To
yes.
breathe. In between
okay,
our terrible jokes.
Here's
okay.
the craziness.
So this is true. This
churches
is
like argue over theology all day long, and they're like, I can't be a part of your event because you're this kind of church,
yeah.
and we're this kind of church, and we're not going to team up. So I love the team up. I love that you're
yeah.
here, and I love that you guys have this
Absolutely.
Crazy event next Thursday. Because there are people arguing over cat salvation. So
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Can we just have a barbecue and
no.
enjoy some NFL football style awesomeness from Rashad Johnson and not fight
Wait,
over cats going
are
to
we,
heaven?
Are we Man. Barbecuing the cats?
No, because it's not a Vietnamese type thing. I gotta go. That's it for me.
We're out.
I will
Guys,
see you.
We got canceled today. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
By Hung Tao on
no,
the corner.
No, it's getting
no?
worse.
Okay.
It's getting worse.
I gotta go.
Love you, Doug.
Sweet.
It's nice
it's
knowing
been
you.
Good. We'll see you guys tonight. I'm just kidding. Incredible.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh,
always
dude,
fun. Always
absolutely.
A party.
Absolutely. Always amazing hanging out, and I love it. So next
yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Details posted.
We'll get all the information up at our Facebook.
There you
Sweet.
Go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, We still have to keep talking.
Oh, great.
That's okay, because I had to run away and move my car because a helicopter was landing in the parking lot. Yeah. We'll talk about what's going on tonight here at Calvary Albuquerque. That's on the way next. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
We have a couple of things to check on with the traffics.
Hang on.
Yeah.
We have an accident at Academy in San Mateo.
Booyah.
Southbound lane is pretty backed up. We have an accident Lomas Boulevard East at Yale Boulevard Northeast.
Ugh.
Construction is closed down 2nd Street South at Central. Construction has reduced the roadway to one lane, I-25 South, between San Antonio Drive and Paseo del Norte. And finally, at Paseo and I-25, there's a giant interchange being built, so there's a lot of construction. Be careful out there. Today is Eva's birthday, so don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't you do that.
Don't do it,
it's
man.
It's a very important day.
Don't do it.
Okay?
No, not do it.
Speaking of important things, today, tonight. We're excited. We're going to be part of this. Victor Marx. He's going to be hanging out.
Yep.
Challenge Men's Rally tonight. 8th annual. That's crazy. It's going down here. There's going to be hot rods, motorcycles, low riders, trucks, classics, imports, drifters. There's so many things I don't even know what to say. Kicks off at 4 p.m. The rally speaker is Victor Marx. Ladies, you can come, but be forewarned. This is a dude's thing.
Yep.
And here's the thing. They're going to be doing something special. So, ladies, at some point, you and I, who are emceeing said event.
Just you and I.
We have to get up there and go, all right, ladies, look.
Lady.
This is the part where we're going to talk dude stuff.
They're having girl church out in the fellowship hall.
Yeah, and they really are. There's going to be a female.
It's like kids' church.
I think it's Victor's wife who's going to be like sporting it out there like, hey, check it out. Ladies, over here. So, we're going to be trying to, you know, be the traffic of do this, go here. It's going to be fun. We're excited for tonight. But remember, car show!
Yeah!
Food! We'll be there. It's going to be nuts. I cannot wait.
Y'all, let me tell you now, I can't wait for it tonight. I'm going to come out here and I'm going to do my thing and I want y'all to be here too. If you're not here, I'm going to be disappointed. So don't disappoint me. Just show up. It's going to be awesome. Why not?
Here's how I knew it was going to be crazy.
Why?
We parked in the parking lot this morning. It was like, well, we're going to be done before 10 a.m., so let's not, you know, adhere to them telling us to park elsewhere because...
Right.
Because we don't have to because we're leaving early. Shh, do what I want. And then we got an email saying, hey, you guys need to move your cars because the helicopter is about to land on them. And we're like, oh, crap. Whoa.
Hey.
That's a big deal.
Email voice is awesome.
Yeah?
Do email voice again. Hi, you guys need to move your cars because the helicopter is about to land on them.
Is that email voice?
KNKT.
Hello. Hey, guys, you need to move your car. No, that's a little too nerdy.
That's
hey,
Pastor that's Dave from Asians for Christ.
Asians for Christ.
Hey, you... Pastor Dave here, Asians for Christ. When's the last time you hit somebody over the head with a track?
I don't
Call
know.
Call now.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh, thankfully, we have come to the end of our journey. It is time to say adios.
Yes.
Today is obviously a Friday. We couldn't be happier tonight. Hang out with us. It kicks off at 4 p.m. We're emceeing the Challenge Men's Rally. There's going to be crazy cars. We'll be out there. We got some static decals for your car.
Awesome.
So
we're going to put a static decal on every classic car we see.
Yes!
Not only on the windshield, we're going to put it on the paint of the car. So it stays.
But only the lowriders, because we want to ensure brotherly Christian love.
So bring your car on out.
We're testing all things tonight, including, do lowrider guys really carry guns?
How is this clear coat? Is it a Christian? We're going to find out. Don't miss it.
Gosh, we will be... No, not happening. That's obviously not really happening.
Yeah, we say this, and the guy that's in charge is the dude that, like, disarmed an assailant.
0.08 seconds. Guinness Book World Records. Victor Marx, the dude who is speaking this evening, holds the Guinness World Record for destroying everyone in the world.
Yep.
His Clash of Clans clan is better than yours.
Yes, they are.
His real life Clash of Clans. He's clashed with the clan, and he beat them in 0.08 seconds.
Right, the clan?
The whole clan.
Like the clan?
Yeah, man.
Dang,
all
dude.
Of them. All of them. Where do you think Marxism came from, Victor Marx?
Got it. Tonight's going to be crazy.
It's not real.
Just show up. Bring your classic car. See what happens.
Disclaimer. We gotta go. I have to ICP.
Yeah, ICP.
Yeah, it's my new term.
Gross.
For going to the
bathroom. Dude. Insane. No. No. Don't talk about it because you'll get hate mail. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's Friday, y'all. We will see you tonight, all you men, for the men's rally. Ladies, you can come with your husbands. There's going to be a ladies thing over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to do, and we're going to say that. Ladies, y'all meet over yonder.
Y'all go over.
We're going to go hang out and talk dude stuff and watch a guy throw down and disarm somebody with a gun in 0.08 seconds.
We would love for you to be a part, so don't miss it. Starts at 4.
Details at mystaticradio.com. That is it for us.
Yes.
Until tonight, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.